Following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? We're in the DealsOfD.com studios with our Wednesday show. I'm Drew. I'm Drew and Mike. Mike is deceased, but Mark, Maz, Joey, and Brandon are trying to somehow fill up the space,
impossible,
the void,
right?
Left by the great Mike Clark.
He's still around.
Yeah, actually, it's funny how often I think about Clark. Usually it's when there's a news event, and I know how he'll respond. Came up a couple times just recently. We're live on Facebook, brought to you by Mesa. Mesa Tacos and Tequila's every savory selection is made fresh each morning from Mesa's signature sauces, salsa, and guacamole to their homemade award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket. Who I had fajitas last night. I love the fajitas. I know you like the burger, man, but... The fajitas are great.
Well, I think that's more of their specialty.
It'd be more in line, yeah. It's a good Mexican restaurant.
We were talking about cutting the show short and just going there today.
Well, until we ordered Domino's.
Until we ordered Domino's.
Mesa Tacos and Tequila's modern Mexican delicacies are truly fresh from their kitchen to your table. And I will warn you, Maz said he had, it sounds like multiple show and tell items. I think there's going to be quid pro quos involved. I said, obviously, this displaces This Week in Soft Rock, to which he said no.
Oh, of course not.
So it sounds like it's a show takeover to me.
So typical Tuesday.
Quick and painless.
I hear a lot of bleeps coming, but I don't know. I suspect shout-outs, quid pro quos. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get to the bottom of it.
I'm starting to get the feeling that you guys don't like me.
No.
No, it's just amazing how many benchmarks you have.
And you don't seem to like to take direction when it comes to
things. I'm only once a week, once a week.
But we're a non-shout-out show. We're a rock and roll show.
No, I totally get
deals
it.
Deals with a lot of daily current events.
I think it's phenomenal.
Thank you, Mass.
I can't wait to talk about XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
our pre-show prep, which is Maz's only pre-show prep.
For 2 hours. Why were you here so early?
That's the time I usually get here.
Really? Yeah. 2 o'clock?
Yeah. Between 2 and 2:30 I'm here.
I think you were a little early today. A little.
Maybe a hair?
No, I'm not complaining. But anyway, they had a reverent piece on XXXXTentacion, the 1 year anniversary of his murder.
First of all, I'd never heard of him. Can I get out there and say that until just this about 15 minutes ago?
And Maz
goes in the podcast.
You're welcome.
Maz was taken aback by the reverent coverage. I mean, he's got a mausoleum. Only the family was allowed inside because it's so special to be inside his mausoleum. But there were many fans there, and so Maz starts asking me questions.
Great guy.
And I pointed out that his life was a bit checkered. For example,
well, he talked about what a good father he was, and you know they could do a documentary on him. And
his pregnant girlfriend was, I think she was 3 months pregnant when he was murdered. She had lost her vision in one eye after being struck by XXXXTentacion. Also, police found his hand marks were clearly visible around her neck. Huh. He forced her to pick one of two barbecue instruments to be raped with. And she passed out when he gently ran a grilling pitchfork up and down her leg. And I'm not sure
if that was something special.
That might have been from the pain in her eye.
He really does sound like a special guy.
Yeah, he's different. Tweeted that he's Little Dylan Roof, the Nazi mass murderer who killed innocent African Americans during a church service. Why would he tweet that? Said on video, anyone who calls me a domestic abuser, I'm going to domestically abuse your little sister's pussy from the back.
Well, that would just prove their point.
Oh, is this his music? Oh. No wonder they love him.
Rapper Rob Stone said XXXTentacion told him he was going to come on his toddler's face. That's just the beginning. I'm not even getting into his crimes prior to this. He had been in jail before he beat up the girlfriend and raped her with a barbecue device.
All I could think about is when his family was in his tomb, his mausoleum. I just wish they could have closed the doors and cemented it.
so they could be together for eternity.
Let them just all stay for eternity.
It's a very sweet thought, Matt.
Thought it'll be good.
Was that his hit record? You just played, Mark?
I didn't play. Brandon, you played it. I don't know what song that was.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Is that a good sampling of? Because Maz was asking me, God, that music must have been really good.
I mean, he's got such fans, devout fans.
They are, and it was.
And they're going to do a documentary on him.
Yeah, here's the trailer for the documentary.
TMZ was very somber in their coverage.
They were.
Howdy there.
There he is leaving prison.
Before he beat up the Prince's girlfriend,
because you already know what you want. All I can do is give you my pain and you feed on that to keep you alive.
Not sure I follow that part.
There's definitely a difference between Jose Onfroy and XXXTentacion.
I don't know.
So far, it looks pretty good.
This is a story. This is a full story, and this is the last time I will tell it.
Thankfully.
That's it.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm really inspired to watch that documentary.
Now, the murderers, they still haven't stand. They haven't stood trial yet. Am I correct?
No, they haven't. They've been caught, though.
That's too bad.
So, Patty wants to know, how's the shipping department doing in processing all the new merch orders? Maz, have you looked into that?
No, I haven't. No one has really asked me to do the shipping. I think you guys have moved on from me. I think Joey's handling it.
Joey does a pretty good job, though. Yeah. The stuff will be out. There's so many bumper stickers being ordered. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's great.
It's a high profit margin.
I went on the site, and then I looked for I looked for a drop down for the people that are on the show, the media department. I figured maybe there'll be a way for me to order some stuff for a discount, but I didn't see it. I didn't see any discount.
Well, have you been getting discount rates? Because I thought you were just taking stuff for free.
Well, I was looking, and I didn't really
see
it.
What do you want to buy?
The only time I've ever
talked to you about it, I'll give you a list.
What do you want to buy?
Take a list. Give you maybe a few glasses. Definitely a coffee mug.
A few glasses?
Yeah, we got to get one of those.
Two glasses?
Yeah, two glasses, a coffee mug.
Okay.
And the Arctic cooler, the Arctic chiller.
The tumbler?
The thing that keeps your water really cold.
The steel thing.
Yeah,
the silver thing.
The tumbler.
I think it's listed as the steel sink.
And I love stickers. Yeah. Plenty of, I got a bunch of stickers I could put on my desk and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe give away to my customers.
Have you ever written a check or used your credit card to purchase any Drew and Mike Abelia?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I can look. Do you want me to look at all the orders?
Because it just seems like there's a lot of merchandise.
I didn't do it online.
Walked out of the house.
No, I didn't do it online. Remember, I did it.
You can do it right now.
Don't you remember I did it a couple of times during our meet and greets?
Yeah, it should be on this spreadsheet I'm looking at right here, Drew. It's got all the orders going all the way back.
It seems to me that you were giving things to people rather than having them pay for them, if I remember correctly.
That's not true. Maybe one shirt. Maybe one.
Control. Excuse
me?
Did you use a different name? Because I don't see Mazowick.
It'll probably be under Lily. Look under Lily.
There's breaking news involving Lily, by the way.
I told Lily to do it.
Nope. Well, she didn't follow your order. Better ground her.
Allegedly, the Mazoways, ground has been broken on the pool. At the Mazoway home.
It's going in right now as we speak.
But, Tom, I understand the kids have a Friday deadline because that's the first day of summer.
It was last Friday.
So you're under a lot of pressure.
Last Friday was their deadline. We're over the deadline already.
Well, the kids have earned this pool. It seems to me you're probably behind on it already. They were kind enough to give you this deadline, and it looks like you're not going to make it. So.
I'm not going to make it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But they got the guys. Kathy's like, man, she's watching these guys work. That is some work to put a pool up, to dig and put a pool up.
Oh, it's in ground?
No. It's above ground, but you still have to prep the ground.
But I think it reminds everybody how hard the kids work to earn the pool.
No question.
When you see those guys out
Abby umpired a game last night.
Did she?
Yeah.
Really?
Made $20.
Bloop.
Oh.
Abby!
I heard she did a phenomenal job as well.
Okay.
With Lac St. Clair.
Maz, we decided, some people were saying that maybe... the show and tell and soft rock should be put earlier in the show. Huh. Some people were saying maybe we should get it out of the way. Others suggested that we should just do it early because it's been done late typically. So why don't you think about doing that and also take care of that?
Oh, my reading.
That's important.
My reading is that.
It's your own commercial.
Okay. Start the clock, Brandon.
What?
Try not to get into the Thursday commercial, and we know you're going to break into tomorrow.
Well, it's not as good with me reading it. I'll do my best.
You can ad lib it. You know it.
I do. What is national?
15 seconds already.
Sell some cars.
What is National DJ Month? National Adopt a Cat Month? National Pride Month? National Iced Tea Month? National Soul Food Month? And the hottest deals of the year at Zot Ford and Holly all have in common?
I have no idea. What are they?
Guessed
in
it, Mark. They all happen in the jumping month
of June. I
had no
idea. I didn't guess it.
As you, let me do that again. Go ahead.
I have no idea.
Well, Mark, they all happen in the jumping month of June. As you imagine, our friend Maz, that's me, celebrates each and every June event most of the time while playing hooky from work. But when he is at Zot Ford, he can help you lease the all-new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. The SEL all-wheel drive. Phenomenal. Just sold one last night. As low as $99 a month. Or, of course, if I'm not there, Gary will be there, my personal sales manager. He can help you lease a new 19 Ford F-150 crew cab 4x4, as low as $144 a month. So regardless if you care to celebrate Cat, Iced Tea, or Soul Food Month, be sure to include Zot Ford and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County in your celebrations.
Slow down.
And I mean hot. Stacy is on vacation this week.
Yeah.
She put a picture up from Florida, her and her boyfriend, Tom.
On Facebook?
On Facebook. Stacy is just a beautiful woman.
Can we see the picture?
I think you can if you get on there and if you're a friend of Stacy's.
Can you show? Oh, okay.
I'm able to bring it up for you.
Maybe
you
should have written that down.
I'm sorry.
I got my edge from Stacy. She was my salesperson.
She's great.
Cool.
So see details in our massive inventory at the DealsPicking.com website. Right there.
Did we have time on that?
No, it was just quick.
5 minutes?
It was a minute.
LASIK is one of the safest surgeries of all of medicine. It's changed lives of millions.
Good job.
Allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle of glasses, contacts, all that BS. Dr. Yaldo does the two kinds that so many of our listeners have had. The CATS Custom LASIK, the world's most precise, most people getting better than 20/20 vision, super normal vision. Takes a few minutes, it's painless. You throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. Then the multifocal implants for people 45 plus frees you from your hated reading glasses, gives you precise far vision, prevent cataracts from ever forming. So, bonus, bonus, bonus.
I love your eyes.
Nothing to lose.
The
I know, it's so
and
awful.
The best.
By seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. Not to mention they've got the lenses there. Or not the lenses, the
sexy
frames.
Sexy specs.
Yeah, they're not sexy specs technically, but they do have some sexy specs. Trudy got some great sunglasses there. They've got all that stuff. So you can help us out just by becoming a regular patient.
Trudy's dominating the ratings, by the way.
Trudy, that's true. More on that. I'm glad you mentioned that, Maz. Tell them Drew Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. I have a pretty good authority that Trudy is number one in the middle of the day.
Well, yeah.
On WLLZ.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
we get to hear her at Zot.
Oh, you have it on Zot?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, number one. They've been on for 2 months and a few days.
Yeah, they've done.
I'd be willing to bet.
I'm pretty good. Your asshole if you don't listen to Trudy.
Don't be a little bitch. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy. 10 to 3, mother.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
Brandon's production has been a huge help to Trudy.
Well, the threats, too.
Yeah.
And I think wants to get their asshole.
I'm
punched.
Declaring it a victory for the podcast as well.
I'm wondering if we'd have had that kind of promotion for 105.1, it might still be on the air.
Amen.
It's a victory for Zoobs, too.
Oh.
Just because you're poor doesn't mean Trudy has to be. Tune in, WLLZ.
Support Zoobs tuition. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3.
Hi, Mommy.
Weekdays.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
I know something good happens when Zeus gets animated.
Love it.
Big smile there.
He's the best.
I think we need to take a bow for Trudy's being number one.
No question.
Because, I mean, honestly, if 105.1, if we had had a podcast with 150,000 downloads talking about our show,
mm-hmm.
we could have been at least number three.
We were at number three at one point.
We had weeks where we were second or third, but I think we were fourth. For the monthlies.
Mm-hmm. Still pretty good.
Still pretty good. Well, the station was 20th.
Yeah, considering the station was on the air for like 8 hours a week. 8 hours a week.
It could be the best performance of my career.
Could be.
I'm declaring it. Coming in
really
fourth
driven.
On a station that had a 21st rated morning show from out of town.
Sports
and weekend
radio.
Programming from out of town all weekend.
Mm.
All night.
And women's shows.
And I inherited, about 19th, 18th when we took the airwaves at 3 o'clock?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Low. Yeah. Pretty low.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was was a lot of sound when all those people punched the dials.
Yeah.
Wasn't as many as we wanted.
That's their loss. I thought we had some pretty good programs on there.
Well, that's too bad. I know. It's their loss. It's over.
Nobody else thought so.
Well, they didn't give it a chance.
Hey, we're coming up on the anniversary, aren't we? The 29th.
Oh, the mass firing?
Yeah, June 29th.
Was that the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right. Mm-hmm. July.
June.
Yeah. No, I know. July was
2016.
Really
Why
close.
Why does that seems longer ago to me for some reason. That was 3 years ago?
Clean out your desk. Yeah. You're gone. Yeah.
I guess about 3 years ago.
I think your
right.
day was October
7th. 15th? Yeah, it was the Michigan State week.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been a big audience on Monday.
I know.
Well, probably was anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably their biggest.
They wanted you to have your birthday off.
Okay. Maz, what is the...
Someone might have a copy of all the texts sent at 3 o'clock that Monday.
Oh, cool.
To the station. I should bring them in so you can read them.
To read that on a bad day.
That was a terrible day for me. That was an awful day for me.
You know what someone else sent me, by the way?
Maz, are you changing the subject because worthy or because you didn't think what Brandon was talking about was worthy?
No. It has to do with Brandon.
Okay.
It was the list.
Yeah. No, we got the list sent to us a while back.
The Brandon list.
The list.
The to-do list.
Oh, yeah. No.
The audio.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That morning.
The 39 minutes.
That morning, though, however, the day that Drew had left, I was in the hospital because my wife had to go to the hospital overnight. And, you know, the program director just totally forgot to tell me that Drew had left.
I'm
and
shocked.
I read it on Twitter. That's how I found out.
Oh, that's great.
That Drew had left. I was pretty bummed out.
So you out that day?
I had taken the day off because I was in the hospital with Kristen.
Oh, man.
And they said, hey, we got to take her upstairs for like a two-hour test. And so I took that opportunity to drive to the station and get very, very angry and animated with the program director that I had to learn that I might not have a job on Twitter.
When did you get married?
I got married the week prior.
That's what I thought. Now, I just want to share this because I don't think you would never tell this, but they did want to force that move a week prior. And Drew, being the great guy as he is, pointed out that, you know what, Brandon's getting married. Do not do this now.
You knew it was coming a week ahead, Drew?
It's a true story.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really know. Well,
at least, you know what, you never told me that. That came from somebody up higher.
Yeah, I didn't find out about that until after you.
I didn't really know exactly what their plans were. But, and plus, we're still kind of debate.
Well, they were forcing.
They had their minds made up. It had to be all sports or no show. All sports or no show.
Another great story from that time, too, is...
us watching Scherzer's no-hitter during Brandon's wedding.
Loretta, rest in peace, told me this story, so I hope I'm not talking out of school. Of course, we're off Facebook Live now, so if you want to edit this out,
she won't hear it.
Well, I know, but if you want to edit out, you can. The boss said on Sunday, the Sunday before the day, we were really hoping Drew was going to change his mind, and she responded with... We were really hoping you were going to change your mind. See ya.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
that's
is
very
how
true.
Empowering.
I know.
A stupid thing to say.
I never understood why.
It was a dumb move.
You know what the problem was, honestly? When you have people from out of town, they don't know the local market the way you do. And so I couldn't explain as hard as I tried that. We built the show for 22 years doing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're really morphing it into a sports format. But it's still working. We're about 16 slots above the other day parts, so it seems like it's kind of working. But the explanation was that our show was hurting the other shows. It's really unusual when the higher-rated show hurts the lower-rated shows.
Yeah, the one that comes out after them.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Makes no sense.
People say, I'm so mad at the show after this that I'm not going to listen to this show. But usually it's the show after the show. See, I could have been blamed saying, hey, wait, this show's 16th and we're 4th, so I'm mad at that show. But
apparently we should just
the other way around. It's crazy.
I don't think you guys enjoyed the crosstalk either.
No, because it's dumb. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Why was that a good idea?
I do remember when there was a lot of hullabaloo over how much it was helping the station, though. I remember when we started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Emails.
Should we talk about what I heard?
Memos?
Should I talk about what we heard on sports radio today?
What do you hear?
Oh,
to you. I just didn't think it was a very good topic.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I thought it was a sales-driven topic. I was certain of it because Mark texted me and said that a certain station was talking about Hooters sauces or
Hooters sent out a tweet that said, we're bored today. send us your crazy idea for a sauce. And that was a segment for two segments, actually, where they took calls from listeners.
Okay. My first question is...
It's not radio to me. I don't know.
Who follows Hooters on Twitter?
You know, guys.
Brandon, can you check that out? I just can't imagine going through my Twitter feed and going, oh, did you see this Hooters tweet? I can't even... Maz?
I don't have them. And I, no,
I mean, would
like
you
Hooters.
Ever would you ever go? Would you ever bring that to a meeting and go, hey, Hooters just tweeted out they're looking for ideas for sauces.
No. 117,000 people follow Hooters on Twitter.
And zero that you know except for Variety magazine. But
okay,
I have two that follow Hooters. One is Therese Owens, that website. Therese Owens.
Yeah.
She's kind of a gossip sports site. Dennis Farrell. Which seems right if you know Dennis. So, yeah, that fits him.
I'm still guessing it's a sales-driven thing.
I think it might be true. I think
that they're trying to get Hooters on the air.
Yeah.
So some salesperson brought this idea. Is there any way you guys could talk up Hooters a little bit and I could take a tape in? And then Hooters go, oh, my God, these guys, all they talk about is Hooters. That's amazing.
What sort of Hooters you got there?
We got another tweet we'd like you guys to talk about.
Thanks for calling Hooters. Okay, how can I help you?
And by the way,
good.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Get to know me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Stop whining.
Stop whining?
Yeah.
I'm not whining. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
I'm someone that works at this restaurant.
You lack discipline.
What?
You lack discipline.
Do I like discipline?
Yeah. Yes.
You need to call a different line. This is Hooters. You don't call here talking like that, all right?
I love how she believes Hooters commands such respect.
It does.
That they would never get a phony phone call. Her hearing's not very good either.
Because she's focused on her Hooters job. She wanted to get back to work.
Maz, I don't know why he's looking at his phone, but somebody just texted him a picture of the pool being filled with water.
About that.
So the deadline, you guys still could make the deadline.
We could.
But why don't we do this? You said that you had multiple segments today. Why don't we split them up or maybe do them earlier in the show so we don't have them hanging over our head late in the show or cheat them in some way.
I believe
you had show and tell.
I do.
And I suspected shout outs and quid pro quos right away when you said that. So, and you said you weren't very specific, but I think you suggested you did not.
I suggested that I think you'd like what I got to show you.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Well, let's do it. Show and, oh, Al Wilson, please.
How about you?
Just a game. When I want to say,
Mr. Al Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty big hit.
It was.
Where's the show and tell?
Oh, I got one in the mail sent here to your house.
Wait, Maz, you just opened that.
I know, but I want to show it.
That doesn't seem like there's much preparation, though, when
not
a box. The box was here 2 weeks
work
ago.
For it, Drew.
You ignored it last week.
That's, I didn't know it was there. Today.
That's the one that's been on your kitchen desk.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. He opened it up about an hour and a half ago and went, oh, look at this.
I got a
and
Batman.
Now it's show and tell?
And he thought segment.
I got a Batman Funko Pop. No, I had something I brought with me. This just happened
you
to
like
be an addition. This is an addition. This is a Batman Funko Pop. You know, I collect the Funko Pops.
Did you buy this?
No. This one was given to me by the...
Oh, the podcast?
Yeah, the podcast
that you appeared
guy.
On. Oh, yeah. This sounds like a quid pro quo.
No, it's just he loves you guys.
Wait, we've received other ones of those too, though.
Yeah, I'm
what about,
pretty
like,
sure
we got the little Prince one. We've got the is that Rudy over there?
Yeah. Sent him.
Yeah. Come
on. Yeah. He was the guy that you screwed up his order. Remember his T-shirt never got signed.
Yeah, you screwed it up, Drew.
Remember that?
Oh, when we had problems in the shipping department.
Correct, the shipping department
T-shirt that you never signed. No, you.
That's a wait. Is this the T-shirt that you yes. promised him?
No, he sent us a T-shirt to have signed, and then it never got sent back.
I remember that. Yeah, it wasn't my fault.
I think the T-shirt was taken along with all the other stuff I ordered from the Drew and Mike podcast.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot Drew's house was your P.O. box.
Sorry,
everything gets sent here.
Anyway,
you pick it up whenever you want.
It was hanging over my chair for probably a month.
Exactly.
And someone walked off with it.
Someone walked off with it. Anyway, thank you for my Batman.
Who would walk off with that?
I know. Who would?
No idea.
Who would?
I think we should probably bleep the.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty quid pro quo-y.
Even for all the stuff he sent you,
Tom, you're
gonna
be
to you.
You're gonna be too busy doing other people's podcasts
just for us to receive stuff.
Okay. Anyway.
I did not ask for that, and I don't like owing people things.
Okay. That's good, Joe. Anyway, this was sent to me. This was sent to me at Zod Ford from a guy.
Sounded very insincere, dude.
In Brooklyn, Michigan. What a sweet guy. He wrote, Maz was going through my boxes in my basement, and bam, found this Clyde card. Enjoy, buddy. And then, P.S., if it's old, it's good. And it's a Walt Frazier rookie card from back in the day when he was with the New York Knicks, before they could even write the team's names on the card.
So show and tell seems to be just people giving you stuff.
Well, that's what show and tell represents.
Tom's a pass-through company.
So I got this great Walt Frazier trading card.
That's a tall card. That doesn't look like a Topps card to me.
That's how they made the basketball card.
Is that a Topps card?
I don't know. I didn't want to take it out of its case.
Can I see Walt?
Sure.
Where's the big pork chop sideburns?
This case is a piece of cardboard with tape on it.
This was just starting to...
Take it out of the case.
The chops were just starting to come through.
It's got
to
be an early card.
Yeah, it is an early card. I think it's a rookie card.
So, two people have given things to Maz. That's the big news in the show so far.
Okay.
Should we just keep rolling through this weekend's soft rock?
Yeah. No.
We're on kind of a roll.
I don't want to do soft rock.
It's good. We should expose the early audience to this weekend's soft rock.
I'm not ready.
What do you mean you're not ready?
I'll give you a break. I'll do the break, and then you can do it.
What, have you not received the email from Matt yet?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, it's not prepared?
I'm prepared.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm prepared. He sent it to me hours ago.
Why would you want to delay it, though? The earlier in the show, the better chance everyone hears it.
I feel better at the end of the show for some reason. Then I can do the non-sequiturs. Oh, I can do the non-sequiturs alone. Okay, good.
Okay, slow
Excellent
down.
Idea.
The third segment.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. We got to read the commercial first.
Oh, Lord.
I've already tired you guys out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just wrap the show up, Brandon.
First thing Tom said to me today is, what kind of greeting is that?
Well, I said hi to Mark, and he says, like, hello.
I said, yo.
Yo. He didn't say, hey, Tommy, how you doing?
The first, like, five things out of your mouth were yelling at me.
There were some fireworks.
Admonishing me.
I wasn't going to take a shower before the show because just sheer laziness, and Maz encouraged me to.
Insisted on it. Because you were not ready for the show.
I wasn't. I had no life. I really didn't feel like doing a show today.
He likes a clean Drew.
The shower seemed to fire me up, though.
It did. And Charlie stopped by. LaDuff came by.
Yeah, Charlie came by.
It was nice to talk to him. We gave him his show topic for Friday. Yeah.
You didn't? Okay.
Maz was involved.
Okay, good.
We were talking about 9/11 and John Stewart. And Charlie, being in New York at the time, found that topic interesting.
And he's got one of the widows he worked with on 9/11 on the site.
Good.
On Ground Zero is going to join him.
He had a great show, a really good show, I thought, last week with Mike Nevin, the firefighter. That's not the new show. That's the second to last show. I haven't heard the new one. It's probably very good, too. But the one with Dave Bing and Mike Nevin, those two just are banging it. They're both over 40,000 downloads. And Elric had a fabulous show this week with the federal prosecutor.
Michael Bilotta, yeah.
You know, I sold him
Michael
a car,
was
right?
Fantastic.
Huh?
Michael Michael bought a car from
Maz. Oh, really?
Maz.
He's a great guy. His
when
wife
did he come
and
up
kid,
there?
I don't know, maybe 5 months ago?
I mean, I don't know why it blows my mind that Michael would be a fan of the show, but he is. Not that he supports the sponsors.
Big
That's
time.
Incredibly cool.
Mm-hmm. He's a good dude.
But the show was fabulous. I thought it was one of Elric's best, maybe my favorite show of his, although the one with Jim Schaefer was really good.
Yeah.
The Kilpatrick show was really good. This one's getting some bang up downloads.
Well, Mark wrote his promo was, this is the best show ever.
Best one yet.
He seems to be displacing a lot of shows every time he says that. But it's
not my fault they keep getting better.
He had me convinced that best one ever.
I'll go ahead and give No Filter a plug, too. And by the way, No Filter debuted No Filter Sports with Eli Denny and Bob Page. It's so funny being involved in all this crap now. I feel like I'm a program director, sort of. They debuted.
Everything you hated, you are now.
Well, except I'm not doing it the same way it was done to me.
Yeah.
I'm a little different approach. They debuted on WDFN and WCWA in Toledo. Yeah, and there were some issues. Bob Page is very unforgiving when it comes to quality.
Yes.
And
Brandon knows that.
Brandon's been snapped at a few times. And
a few.
Isn't Bob on Skype 90% of the time?
Yeah.
The loosey-goosey management of this show does not seem to extend to the No Filter Sports show, with the exception of Eli and Denny. Those guys are pretty loose. Bob gets pretty fired up about
someone has to, right?
He has no filter.
Yeah, no, yes, you're right. Yeah. This email to DFN, I should
I woke up to
reading it.
I woke up
Let's
to
hear
a,
it.
I don't want you
I'll spare
to.
Tony.
Let's hear it.
I woke up to a fantastic subject line. We're off to a fucking horrendous start at iHeartRadio, man. And then it's a really, really long. It's just a few slight technical issues that they've already explained have been ironed out, so it won't happen again. But
well, you know what I like though? I like that at least Tony and I guess Casey was probably CC'd on it. At least those guys say, "Hey, we're gonna fix this stuff. Yeah. Don't worry about it." It's not like, "We don't know anything about it. What are you talking about?" You know, which is usually the response.
Yeah, but we had
or they'll get defensive.
But we had a technical issue last week with them, and
yeah,
nobody dropped the F-bomb.
Well, it's all new. Actually, what they're doing with their show is a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Well, not really. Well, I mean, they have to take all the pieces of our show and somehow put them together. But it seems to be doing well. I tell you what, WLZ did really well in the ratings. That's all I can say. Is that a book or just a monthly they just got?
I didn't even know they got one.
Yeah, they got May and April. That's why Trudy was number one.
May and
nice.
April?
That's just two out of three months,
yeah.
Right? April, May, June for the spring book? Yeah.
I think the
spring book's probably ending right now, but they don't have the ratings for another couple weeks.
Yeah, so the first
maybe.
2 months.
The promos really are well. Great. The new home of the Drew and Mike show. It's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, this one.
Sounds really cool.
If you don't listen to the Doc of Rock
That's
on
it.
WLLZ.
What's up, Doc?
It's rock and roll malpractice, and you're getting sued. You. For Detroiters, by Detroiters. 106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
Oh, another thing that Trudy might be excited about. Well, I don't know. She's not that type of person, but it might make her feel warm, at least, that the WCSX morning show is not doing very well.
Oh, really?
No, I see. They're taking a little hit.
Where's this monthly? I want to read. I want to look at it.
I don't have the whole thing, but I
Are you talking middays or morning?
Yeah, mornings. Seems to be struggling.
Trudy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's moved all her audience to WLZ middays, apparently. They've all left CSX mornings, and they moved to WLZ middays.
Are you saying there's cracks in Big Jim's house? The foundation of Big Jim's house?
There may be some foundational work.
Some renovation needed at Big Jim's house?
I don't know. They made a lot of changes over there. I think they're going to. Change anything? I don't know. I have no idea.
The music's changed.
It did
over
very
there.
Well. Big Jim's house. That? Yeah, I heard Smashing Pumpkins on CSX.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know. Even I don't.
It seemed a little jarring to me.
They're following. What?
I thought it was kind of cool, but
well,
I mean,
glad
does,
it
does
more
seem...
my age. But
I want to know when Johnny in the Morning is going to reappear.
Man, what are you talking about?
Johnny in the Morning
from 96.3.
Yeah. The planet.
In the 90s?
In the 90s, baby.
It's so amazing how he,
is there
how he relates everything back
to Maz. Maz, is there a groundswell for Johnny
Riz.
In the Morning?
He even did it with Michael Bellotta.
It's a groundswell. No question. 9/11 as well, Mark. My home.
I know.
Can we get some
feedback
on that?
That's a little more relevant, though, because you're the only one here from that area.
I'd like to hear some more from the audience about the groundswell for the Johnny in the Morning show coming
Johnny
back.
Johnny in the Morning
maybe
should be back.
Maybe that's the podcast. If you'd ever come up with an outline, maybe could you and Johnny in the Morning
true.
Do a podcast
oh, wow.
as well?
That's a great idea.
Now, what station is Johnny likely to land on?
I don't know. I was... Oh, no, I have no clue.
I thought there was a groundswell.
There's a groundswell for Wheels.
Well, really?
Yeah. What about Bill?
Oh. Yeah, Bill McAllister's going to get blown out?
No, Bill will be there still.
I can't believe Maz wants to fire McAllister.
Oh, so it's going to be Johnny,
like Bill.
Johnny and Bill in the Morning?
Bill. Sounds like
Bill.
It.
Johnny and Bill. No, there's plenty,
right,
of, there's plenty of room on the dial. Plenty of room on in that station.
Oh, you probably want to get rid of Blaine.
Thank you. I think Blaine does well.
Blaine's
going
to be on the hour after you at the Killer Cares event June 27th.
That's
so
great.
You will get to cross over with Blaine.
What time
you
are we going on, by the way?
7 to 8.
7 to 8.
Amy Andrews is with us.
AA?
AA.
How about EE?
No EE. So far, I hear nothing on EE.
Nice.
I'm disappointed.
So we got you, Trudy, Mark, myself.
Somebody
Brandon.
Else is on our shift, too.
Is Brandon doing it?
Not no. just double A. Is there somebody else from Fox, too?
Brandon, are you going?
I'm
going
to ask.
Yeah, nobody knows who the hell I am when I go
yes,
to those things
do.
Anyway.
Yes, they
well, if
do.
You'd go, they would know.
Well, if you just shake your tiny hand.
He'll be there. The producer of Soft Rock.
So, man, you brought back to yourself again.
I'm sorry.
How do you do it? Let's start keeping track of that.
You guys, by the way, invited for the opening of the pool.
Thank you.
All right. All of you.
Oh. Is that an honor reserved for very few people?
Yep. You guys can bring the families.
Are you going to have a security or a lifeguard on duty?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Ooh. My sister Jen's flying in from Jersey. She used to be a lifeguard at the North Bergen Pool.
Is she going to work full time?
Yep, she's going to work that weekend.
Really?
Opening weekend.
How much you pay?
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Is she licensed?
I used to call her the big whistle. She'd whistle at everybody.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's what they need is a hard ass to set the tone.
She was a hard ass. She's a lawyer.
Is that woo woo?
So did you ask her to come or?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That'll be there.
Okay, that's exciting.
Next week my family comes up.
How many of the girls' friends will be there?
Probably quite a few.
A couple hundred?
No, not a couple hundred.
A hundred?
I invited the Little League team.
You're going to have a lot of kids in your yard.
The Little League team's coming from Grosse Pointe.
Right.
Remember how we, you know.
Oh, yeah. The kid that you swam with.
Yeah, met him all
at the pool. Was creeped out by it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mojo is with us.
That team is coming over?
Mojo's with
Mojo.
Us.
I knew. Matt, I thought it was back. Mojo, but I just wasn't sure.
Terrific.
They're Mojo, bitch.
Speaking of all the kids in the house, you read the Woodward Talk, right? Probably the best paper in the area.
It's a wonderful publication.
In the Crime Blotter, which might be the best section of the Woodward Talk, although it is.
Is it actually called the Crime Blotter?
Yeah, I think it's called. Yeah, I think it's called
Great
Crime.
Job.
Crime, I mean, Watch. It's always Berkeley, though.
There's a lot of crime that just doesn't get referenced. You know, you hear about the murders, but you don't hear about the rake that's stolen from somebody's garage.
Right. Yeah, stuff that really affects people that live in the community.
Right, the local stuff that matters.
Like the shirt that was sent here from the sports.
Exactly.
Podcast.
Yes, somebody walked off with it. We might see it in the Woodward Talk.
Correct.
So they had a story in Crime Watch about a woman who was arrested in Berkeley because she had some minors at her house partying and drinking, and shouldn't have been. 83 of them in the house.
Holy boy.
And all you can think of is, what house in Berkeley can hold 83 people of any size?
The record in my house, I think, is 11, and that was LaDuff's Christmas podcast.
I know, so imagine adding more.
72 more? Oh, my God.
That makes no sense.
Now, are you ready to have probably about 100 kids in your backyard.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be 100.
Oh, I don't know. Once the word gets around? I mean, are the girls keeping it a secret, or would you say they're more telling people?
I think they're excited. They're talking it up.
So it's probably around school, the Masway
pool. Probably is.
Yeah. Probably in social media.
It probably will
it's gonna be.
Have you thought about upping your insurance?
Oh, yeah. We might open a Twitter for it.
It's going to be like that.
For a song.
Tom's Pool.
Tom's Pool.
Or Lily, Maddie, and Abby's Pool.
Yes.
You better do it because someone's going to do it if
idea.
You don't know.
Yeah, they will.
They will.
They'll do it anyway.
Right now before this is uploaded.
It's going to be like that scene in Euphoria.
Oh, don't tell Tom about that.
Let me
do not show him that scene.
All right, let me
well, this is what typically happens when somebody, a teenager's family,
all
gets
right,
a pool.
I'll find it.
This is
all
the most normal response.
I'll find it.
Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Euphoria is the really the real life teenage drama.
It's basically a documentary.
On HBO. It's pretty much a documentary of every teenager family that has
is that
a Zendaya? Couple teenagers.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right.
Yeah, it's very realistic. It's a little stark at times. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event. They're excited for you to be a part of it. During Zot's Jeep celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. There's also the 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you're more of a Ram truck type, we have a lot of Ram truck drivers. Seems like I get an email every month about somebody who picked up a Ram truck from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and we couldn't be happier about that. If you are one of those Ram truck types and you're looking for a new one, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month?
That's what I'm going to drive.
For a Ram truck, that's pretty sweet. Better still, how about 0% financing on all the new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. Get in on the deals right now. And the Hall Financial Hotline may be open later because we do have a couple numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. A
couple of important things we're looking to dig into. What were we talking about for the Hall Financial Hotline?
Well, one was a guy that is really scared about getting arrested by the Treasury office. I don't know what Treasury office.
Oh, yeah.
Office,
no, we need to
office.
Intervene before another listener's arrested. That's a great idea.
Another is a guy who got in a fight with his roommate because he took too many showers.
That happens.
And then my buddy got a text with this with that picture on it, with those boobs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. And what was the text?
You know, I got
she left
it.
Her phone number, I know.
She did.
So it's either got the wrong number, somebody texted her boobs to the wrong number, or it's somebody who maybe is just looking for a rando friend.
Yeah, or she's a neighbor and she wants to, you know, chat them
up. Well, I was on MrSkin.com and this thing came up and it said, do you like women over 40?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, sure I do. No, it said,
and under 40.
Do you like hot, horny women over 40?
Even
the best kind.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I can't lie. They asked me if I was 21. And the next thing you know, they said, oh, they asked me my zip code. Then they said, there are something like 29 women who are ready to fuck in my zip code who are hot, horny, and over 40. And they started scanning pictures to me.
Nice.
And I haven't seen any of them walking their dogs or anything, but they were hot.
Did they all vote for Whitmer?
I don't know. Well, they're in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very left-leaning neighborhood.
Hey, Mark.
So this chick wrote, what? Yeah.
Now, who sent that one to you? Because I actually just got that myself.
Are you serious?
You did?
Yeah, from another listener named Cole.
Same girl?
My buddy Matt sent it, and she wrote, hey, sweetie, it's Jenna. I'll be in Detroit till next week. We should maybe go grab some dinner. I could use, go grab some dinner. I could use your tongue.
Mine says, hey, sweetie, it's Jen. I'm in Livonia this whole week. We really need to hang out. Maybe go get a drink. I could use you. But it's the same picture.
Do you remember her?
What a little whore. It's around. Yeah, what a whore. Is it the same phone number?
Is it a 652 number?
No, it's a 610.
Well, 610,
650. This little bitch has to be.
She's got multiple phones?
Them or the Bachelorette?
I think it's the same number.
The Bachelorette, that got fiery last night because she there's a clip of her bungee jumping nude with one of the
nude guys,
douche-lorettes.
Yes.
And Luke P. lost it because he thought she was so pure and chaste.
Yeah.
And so he suddenly started thinking, oh, has she been getting around
this
what?
Is for a future episode.
Yeah.
Because last night was like a throwaway episode.
But I thought Luke P. was gone last night. Apparently he's going to be around.
You gave me false info.
And he's going to be testing. I did. Well, he was out. She said no rose for you, and he ended up talking her into staying. Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of the show, David Hall and Hall Financial. Not only do they sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline, they sponsor the whole network. They've got over 600 five-star reviews. We get incredible email from people who use them to save money. Somebody just sent me one. They're saving $170 a month, and they said they had tried somewhere else. It was a little bit iffy. Hall Financial made it work somehow, got it done quickly, too. And ML got his refi done in 14 days. Yeah. I assume he saved some money, too. I haven't asked him specifically, but I will. On top of the elite service, they are quick. They offer very fast service. Normally, the average is 44 days. They average 19 days, and it's going down because ML got done in 14. So don't wait to see. See why 600 clients are raving about the team at Hall Financial today by going to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Or go to our website, click the link, fill out the form, and they'll get back to you, but fast. I mean fast. Or call 248-308-5000. NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial.
Right. Found the future video of Tom's pool party.
This is frightening because Tom hasn't seen this.
This is, what's it called again?
Tom's pool party.
HBO?
Future video of your pool party. Music sounds good. A lot of kids
I love the music.
My house isn't that big.
Who's the artist?
XXXXXXXXX.
They were playing Cardi B earlier.
Oh, there's the pool. Your pool looks nice, Tom. There's all the kids filming what's going on in the pool.
Hey!
That's real classy, you fucking whore.
Suck my dick.
Hey. Don't use that language at Tom's house.
She was seeing me going up and down on something. She's holding a guy really closely.
Oh, don't make a mess in Tom's kitchen.
Hey.
Oh, they got into your
booth. Taking a shot to get over it.
Oh, no.
Oh, the man's kitchen's a mess.
Oh.
Out of the kitchen.
Wow.
At least he's enforcing stuff, Maz.
You see Tom in the background picking it up.
Oh.
Pause for a second.
What the fuck are you looking at?
Maz?
What the?
This is a guest at your pool party. What do you do when this happens? I mean, you got to think about it. Okay, he's angry. Hey. Granted, he is angry because his girlfriend was going up and down on a man's penis in the pool.
Ex-girlfriend? Yeah.
Okay. He witnessed it.
I'm calling my boys. I'm calling my St. Clair Shores boys.
You are?
Yeah.
The Little League team?
No. The men in blue.
Calling the cops on that guy?
The Little League team's already there about to kick his ass.
Yeah. But in the meantime, he's trashing the Mazaway kitchen.
Fucking dude.
He broke a shot glass?
I know. That pissed me off.
What do you do about the...
That was probably my Super Bowl one. Super Bowl 40.
You're serving alcohol to these kids.
Alcohol? I don't have alcohol in my house.
What? They brought it.
They're not allowed.
They got it in.
Lily!
You can't watch every kid. What do you do about the couple in the new pool, too?
Lily!
You're going to have a hell of time cleaning
a crowbar?
Wow. Imagine cleaning out that filter.
Ew.
You have to crowbar those kids.
Daddy!
You have to put extra chlorine in that frog, that little frogger I bought.
Abby!
The gold package? I got that with the gold package.
I had a duck.
Did you? Yeah.
A friend of whose
kid? Now this guy's threatening somebody in your house.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Hey, back
up. Do you guys know who the fuck this is?
Intervene with him, Tom.
Hey.
Does anybody know who this is? Does anybody know who the fuck Jules is? Anyone at all? You, do you know who the fuck Jules is?
Nice party.
Who are you?
So who are you?
Who are you?
I'm just minding my own business. I'm not trying to start anything.
No, 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 you're not. Nobody Uh-oh. That looks Uh-oh. Like you is minding their own fucking business.
Ooh. Tom, do you think she's attractive?
I know what you are.
Hey, back off her.
Who the hell are you anyway?
Tom, do you think she's attractive?
So what are you,
why are you
want,
asking huh? me that? She's like what? 16 years old.
No, she's not. She's well, the
I assume she's 18.
She is because she's an actress.
So I'll give
she's
you cute. Some fucking
she's probably
attention.
A dude.
She's cute. Do you think her penis is cute, too? She has a penis.
Who the fuck is that?
Is anybody Jesus. Here friends with Jules? Anyone?
I know who you are. We're friends on Facebook.
And somebody better speak up or this bitch is going to get fucked up.
Nice party, Tom.
Oh, she picked up a knife.
Tom, why are you leaving knives laying around in your kitchen?
I don't even know who the hell you are.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, she cuts her arm.
Good party, Tom.
Just to show how badass
that's
she is.
That's what you have to look forward to now that you have a pool.
Does Jules really have a penis?
Yeah.
She's trans.
Aw.
That's common, though. Every,
she's
every
happy,
day.
Though.
Everyone
she's is. Delighted
everybody
with
has,
it.
Everybody has a penis.
Why, you're not allowing trans into your pool?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. You think maybe you'd have a trans day or something?
No,
trans
I'm
weekend?
Not going to go that far.
Why?
Why not?
Tigers are doing it. Well, actually, they have gay pride.
Are you going to have an LGBTQ day?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm just going to have, you know, it's open swim.
Every day's open. Well, there you go. Everybody heard
open
it.
Open house at the Mazaways.
Time anybody wants to come over and swim.
I would talk to your insurance agent about upping your insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, slip and fall could be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I'm already insured for the trampoline. Around. I'm already insured for that.
Okay. Yeah. Pool's different, though, because
yeah,
different
it.
Things can happen.
In the Silverdome sign.
I mean, somebody getting impregnated in your pool, they can sue you for the
next
the,
thing you know, you're
cost
raising
of the
it.
Child. You could be paying that child's tuition.
Well,
I mean, you've already lost years of your kid's
I have.
College tuition.
I've only got two cars out this month, too.
Tom would raise the
Wait,
child.
Only two cars, but you missed the first week of work.
I know.
Let's get behind the eight ball. Maz is suggesting that the whole thing is broken down.
The whole thing?
The audience has just abandoned him.
That's his pity plea, though.
I've taken a lot of people out of the market, so I'm hoping you know some other people might join in before taking these other people come back for their leases.
What do you mean taking people out of the market? By selling them cars?
Yeah.
But people come in every month.
I get it. Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think they stopped now?
I don't know.
The week you weren't available, all of a sudden they just
stopped I still monitored my emails, and I'm always working. I'm always checking
now if you
my
just
stuff.
Replied to them, it'd be even better.
I do apply. I do reply to them.
Okay, well, we'll see. If
he said get in the fucking truck, bitch! Get in the fucking truck! Get in the truck!
If we have to cancel, we'll cancel. It's not working anymore.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Okay, I hope not. We count on our advertisers. Okay, so now somebody's getting hounded by the Treasury. Apparently they owe a lot of money.
Oh, so you want me to put Soft Rock on the side for now?
Well, let's get it out of the way.
No, I'll put it on the side.
Let's do the phone call. Yeah, we got the Hall Financial hotline open.
Do the phone calls.
Click the link to Hall Financial on our website. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com.
So there's two numbers here?
Yeah, he sent two along.
Okay, so we have these two, but then
read the email too. That was funny.
Email says, guys, my wife is freaking out. 19 calls today from the Treasury office. 19.
God.
And then there's a second number, and it says, please help. We're going to get arrested. But if these two fail, we do have two phone numbers from Jen, who's been showing her boobs to various members of our listening audience.
We should squeeze that in, too.
Great.
Squeeze them?
Sure. She's got, it's hot the way she's pulling up her t-shirt with her teeth.
It really is a sexy
Uncover
picture.
Her cleavage.
She knows how to take a picture.
I guess she's an old friend of Brandon's. He doesn't even remember her, though. Or doesn't remember her boobs.
Hey, speaking of boobs, I watched a great show last night.
What
show? Remind me to tell you later.
Okay.
Write it
down. Is
that
a tease?
Write it down.
Lots of boobs.
Can't mention the name of the show?
Grand Hotel.
Grand Hotel.
Right after Bachelorette. What network? Right after Bachelorette.
Oh, on ABC? Really?
Okay.
You're not going to see much there, will you?
It's good.
They have nudity on ABC now?
Might as well be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Beautiful people in the show. Shockingly.
Man, 19 calls and they can't answer the phone?
Well, they're busy calling.
Hi, it's Charlene. I'm in the west wing of the castle and can't get to my phone.
drop your vitals at the beep, and I'll get right back to you.
Sounds like a real person.
Drop your bells.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS.
I like the Treasury has gotten up with the times, though, because that's a pretty hip message for the Treasury Department. Are you sure you dialed it right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. And those little hands can be an obstacle.
It sounded more like a Harris poll.
With those big numbers.
Is this another Treasury one?
It is.
Okay. Glad they got more than one line.
Please leave your message for
Bobby Davis.
That sounds like a credible Treasury person. I'll leave a message.
It's going to be full.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an
A lot of people
That's
sent
not
messages.
Very professional.
A lot of people left the messages. They let's, jammed up his box.
All right, let's call Jen.
Yeah, let's shift to Jen. Great rack.
Jenny.
And she is either in Livonia or Detroit right now. We don't know which.
She's just in town for a week, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. She'd love to get drinks or dinner.
Less now.
Check in with her fast.
I believe in silicone. Where are they from? Just a thing.
Yeah.
A thing you can't.
Great tune.
But the way you're torn, you just a thing.
Hey, it's me. Can't answer the phone right now. Leave me a message and I'll call you back. Bye.
Ooh.
Hey, Jen. I got your message that you're here for a week. And I'm real busy, but I'd love to squeeze you in if you got time. Please call back the 248 number, pronto.
Your message has been saved. Oh, goodbye. Right.
Sweet.
Glad you got that in. Quick.
I got one more number for her, though.
Okay. For Jen?
She's got multiple cellies.
Got a lot of dick to fit in, man.
I wonder if it's going to be the same message.
No, it's got to be someone different.
I want to squeeze it.
Different number.
She's very attractive. Can't see her head, but the middle of her torso is very attractive.
Ooh, different ring.
Could be the bad phone.
Hang up. Nice phone line, idiot.
What? Man. Jen, I understand you're just here for a week. Oh, I left a number on another number that I got from you, and who is that?
That's a recall. I think you should call that one again because you didn't have a good number.
No, it's the same thing.
Oh, it's the same bad line.
Nice phone. Maybe she dropped her phone in the bathtub or something.
Did she get one of those dicks to buy her new phone?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she can't talk because her T-shirt's in her mouth.
Or a dong.
Could be. Yeah. All right. Is that it for the phone numbers? Oh, well, the showers. Too many showers. That's I want to do that while we're at it.
I wanted to call Peter Asher today or Chris Carr of the Beatles.
Hey, well, let's do that.
Well, we don't talk about birthdays.
Well, it's Paul McCartney's.
Boring.
It's his birthday. What are we going to do? Hey, how are you celebrating Paul's birthday today, Chris?
I just figured you could talk about Paul McCartney.
Wait, today is Paul McCartney's
birthday? He's 77 today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
No, today.
Tuesday.
Today.
This people will be listening on Wednesday, so they'll be hearing this yesterday
all
over the place. So
I
they may
get
say,
that. I
hey, they
that.
Think today's his birthday.
But guess what?
Happy
I thought of you guys this weekend.
To him. I don't care.
Because all weekend long, the Beatles Channel was celebrating Paul's birthday weekend.
Uh-huh.
See? They made a birthday weekend out of it.
I heard Meg Griffin's top 16 vocals.
I love her, by the way.
You do?
I do.
She does a good job.
She is really good.
Who cares?
The number one Paul McCartney vocal was Hey Jude.
Of course.
Number two, let's see.
He's got so many.
Here, There, and Everywhere was number four, I think.
Of course, it's always got to be up there.
Let It Be was number two.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for I've Got a Feeling because I love that vocal, but I had a feeling it wouldn't make the top 16. But that's one of my favorite vocals.
Hmm.
If I have to pick.
I don't get I fall more in love with the Beatles every day.
We should just sponsor non sequiturs.
Sorry, Mark.
Hello? Hello?
What?
Washing my butt in the shower.
Great song. I've never heard this before.
Washing my butt in the shower.
Maybe that's why these two roommates fought.
Any other
it's got an electronic feel to it.
Washing my butt in the shower usually takes about an hour.
When I'm done washing my butt, I've got to wash my fingers.
Is this Matt?
They're still stinky because the poop smell lingers.
What?
Washing my butt in the shower.
I bet you're banging sound. Your roommate that was in the shower.
Is this Matt?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's also got this shower-related gem.
Poop in the shower?
Smell of ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
People poop in the shower?
Yeah. This guy did.
Really?
When I take a shower, it's not complete until there's poop around my feet.
Oh, Matt.
Poop in the shower.
I gave Joe DiMaggio a shower.
I like the hook. It's very melodic. Sounds kind of power poppy.
This is technically the Toilet Bowl Cleaners, one of our favorite Matt Farley creations.
Excellent.
From the album Emergency Poop.
You haven't pooped in the shower yet, have you?
Was the title of the first track? Was that Soap on My Butt or something?
Washing My Butt in the Shower.
Washing My Butt in the Shower. That's great.
You haven't slipped one through in the shower, have you?
No.
No. Okay, just asking. You never know. Just asking.
I'm offended.
Sorry. You've been in locker rooms before. I figured I'd ask if you... Anyone dropped a deuce?
Get ready for this week in soft rock. But I will warm it up with a couple of things. First of all, and these are music related. I think, boy, I don't know what I don't even know what a sign of the apocalypse is anymore. But this might be one. Bad Baby had a show canceled in Jordan. Yes, Bad Baby
had a show to cancel.
The Cash Me Outside girl.
How about that?
The How About That girl from Dr. Phil.
How about that?
There were, I think, 190 9/11 calls in 1 year from her mother because she was so troubled. She became, of course, the rap star, Bad Baby. She had a sold-out show in Jordan. She gave kind of a flippant response to a tweet from someone in Arabic.
It was in Arabic, yeah.
And she said something to the effect that, yes, I love French fries at McDonald's. That was really about all it was.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said that she's pro-Israel and she's canceled.
Wait, how is that pro-Israel?
I don't know, Mark. Don't ask me to explain it.
It sounds like
she doesn't understand it either.
Sounds like they were looking for an out.
Maybe they don't have any McDonald's in Jordan.
No, apparently it's been blown up into a big thing and they're angry with her and they've canceled a sold-out show in Jordan.
Oh, God. I still don't understand. I think, you know, as soft as we are here, I think maybe it's softer over there, which is really kind of odd.
It's possible.
That.
I don't know.
There's another story today. Did you see
the
other
over religion over there?
Wouldn't you think that
soft?
I would have actually thought that, you know, people in Jordan, if somebody said true or false, Bad Baby has a sold-out show in Jordan, I would have said false. People in Jordan can't be that dumb.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, it could be like 30 people. I don't know what facility
she wouldn't travel
she
to Jordan.
At Tom's
she
house?
Has,
I don't
she
know.
Has 2,000 seat venues in America. She can play every day. I can't believe she'd go there if it was for 30 people.
Maybe I'll book her for the pool party.
Yeah.
Nope.
Expensive.
But did you see why people are mad at Bella Hadid today?
Bella Hadid.
You know
Bella showed her boobies.
She's a little model, right?
Yeah. She.
By the way, the Hadid.
Oh, that's the other Bella. Never mind. Bella
they're in the news every day, like the Kardashians.
Don't
almost.
Say it. Don't say you don't think she's hot.
I think she's hot. I don't think she's that hot.
Really?
No, I don't. Not to see her every day.
Well, I don't think anybody's hot enough to see every day.
But I don't even think she's as hot as Kim Kardashian or some of the other ones that I see every day. If I have to see her every day, if I have to see someone every day, I'd rather see Kim.
Listen, they're a dime a dozen, these girls.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
They are, but they're still good to look at.
But if you've got a hot body, you're an influencer.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. If you want to be, you are.
End of story.
Here's the story of why she's being labeled a racist today.
Her ass will get her out of this, I predict.
I don't know.
Okay. Bella Hadid is giving any accusation she is racist. The boot. Good writing. The supermodel issued an apology on Twitter Monday after followers criticized her for posting a photo of her shoe facing a Saudi Arabian and United Arab Emirates aircraft.
Oy.
In Middle Eastern countries, it's considered a sign of disrespect to display the sole of your shoe towards someone or something because it symbolizes that they or it is beneath you.
There's the picture. Brandon has it up there. That apparently is racist. I don't know.
That's great.
Wait, it almost looks like she did on purpose. Doesn't it?
No, it looks like she's sitting with her legs crossed, and she took a photo, and her foot is in the photo along with the airplane.
Point it up.
It looks like she's impersonating a girl with her legs in the air to get laid, but with clothes on.
Maybe. But apparently those...
That's a strange picture.
Those planes are... what are they? Israeli planes? I don't even know what kind of planes.
That's an influencer are. Picture, Drew.
Well, I think she's showing off her shoes because she had some hashtags to them, too.
She says, the photo of my shoe on my story yesterday had nothing to do with politics. I promise. I never noticed the planes in the background, and that's the truth. I would never mean to disrespect these airlines, let alone these amazing countries.
Wow.
Oh, brother.
I'd love to play a game where you take a picture that is deemed racist by somebody or insensitive and try to figure out what it is and why. Because that one would stump me.
This is just getting so dumb.
But as Mike Harding... As Mike Clark once said, over there, the shoe is worse than a butthole.
It is. It is. That's true.
One of his best.
Well said.
Revelations.
I'll never forget George Bush dodging the shoes.
That
was incredible.
Favorite presidential moment of all time.
I would say athletically, he had two of the best moments in the history of the presidency. The first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
Look at him smile. That's awesome.
Shoot, go away. Like that.
That was a great moment. Boy, when they loop it, it looks like everybody's just chucking shoes at him.
I love that he pops up and smiles, too.
It's pretty cool.
By the way, it's a good toss of the shoe.
It is a good throw. It's right at his head.
Right there.
That guy has thrown a shoe before.
Yes, he has. Wow. From a distance, he threw it.
You know what's weird? So he throws the first shoe, and then it looks like he takes off his other shoe. Wouldn't you have them both off to begin with?
Loaded, double barrel.
I think he expected to nail him on the first one, and so he was surprised.
He didn't want a double barrel.
Plus, he knows his first shoe's gone, so he might as well throw the second one.
That's what I call the flatulation proclamation.
The MTV Awards were last night.
Really?
I didn't even know MTV was still on.
I was kind of saying the same thing. Okay, either I'm just getting old, and I don't know what's going on, or it's just become a situation where all these artists have fervent small followings. And while they may have, you know, big Instagram accounts and lots of streams, they're not as known to the wider group of music lovers as they used to be, or movie lovers.
They should just call it the YouTube Awards, because the only way you see a video is on YouTube. You don't see them
anymore. That's kind of true. I mean, Spotify, there's a lot of places you can stream music or watch music.
Although I had to take Annie to Urgent Care the other day.
Ooh.
And so they had the TV on there. And I'm like, what is this? What is this award show that's starting? Apparently, there's the Disney Radio Awards.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about the Disney Radio Awards is the people performing the songs aren't the people that usually perform the songs. It's just some other girl singing like a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
And the kids in the crowd were going ape shit for it. I was like, what?
Hey, Brandon.
And DJ Steve Aoki was the DJ. I'm like, can this guy not get a better gig than the Radio Disney Awards?
I guess it's TV.
It pays.
What network was that on?
It wasn't the Disney Channel.
Oh, the Disney Channel.
That's just what they put on for kids' pediatrics.
I watched that documentary on Steve Aoki and his father, who started
Benihana's,
and he did a lot of crazy stuff. But I saw the Avicii documentary on Netflix.
Oh, how is it?
Really, very interesting.
He's a messed up dude.
That was a sad story because this guy was, you know, a DJ who made and produced some really interesting music, I thought.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Because that's not really my wheelhouse, but I couldn't help but say there was some great music in there. And the thing is, nowadays, I guess you just don't make that much money off your music because you don't make money off the writing. You know, there used to be all those the songwriting money was just gigantic when you sold all these copies. That was a big chunk of what you made. But you don't sell music like you used to. You make like about 1/10 of what you used to make, and you got to get a million streams before you make anything.
I know, but isn't he making money going to different clubs around the country, around the world?
He was doing huge festivals, playing for, you know, 50,000, 100,000 people. Yeah. That was how he made his money. But he hated traveling. He had a severe anxiety. And so while he's hauling in all this money, he's saying, I don't want to do these shows. And his manager's trying to tell him, look, this only goes on for so long. You got to take it while you can. Plus, you got a big payroll of people. He felt, I think, a lot of responsibility to help his other people make a living, too.
Wow.
And so he was really torn, and he had just finally gotten it across that I will not tour anymore. I will not do it. I will make music. I will produce, but I will not tour. And 8 months later,
killed himself.
Yeah. How did he do it again?
With a broken wine bottle.
Yeah, pretty nasty.
Slashed himself. I know, it was horrible. And in the whole documentary, they were shooting this for like 5 years. They never showed any friends or girlfriends or anything like that, which I thought was kind of strange. It was a tortured guy, you could tell. I thought he was a sincere guy, but he really was anxious about doing shows. He had pancreatitis because he was such a drinker. He drank a lot to relieve the pressure.
God.
And he toured so much. He did so many shows, and he drank for the shows, which a lot of these guys, these DJs, do. They tend to be partiers. It's a whole big, giant event.
And it's a routine.
Pauly D.
DJ Pauly D.
From Jersey Shore.
He's kicking ass.
He seems to do pretty well, but I bet he tours. Anyway.
Wow, so it's a good watch, though?
I thought it was a good show, yeah. I mean, good documentary. It's really sad, but it was interesting. And then I read afterwards about his girlfriend, who was, I guess he...
Boy, if that was Tom... Classy of you, Maz, not to rag him.
Let me see who it is.
It's not important. He kept his girlfriend under wraps. She was completely separate from all his business. But he had a girlfriend, and they were very serious and had been for a while, and she was completely shocked.
Where was he from?
He's from Sweden. Wait, was he from Stockholm?
He looks...
Yeah, he was Swedish. And he seemed like a good guy, awfully uptight, but very talented. I mean, he started real young. He was only 28, 29 when he died. Terrible story. But getting back to the MTV Awards, Ruth Bader Ginsburg won an award.
Was she there?
I don't know if she was or not.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Is this for that movie?
Yeah, and it was something like Most Important Movie or something. So is the MTV Awards, are they trying to make statements now with their categories?
Of course they are.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Don't you remember that important statement that Paris Jackson made at the MTV Awards?
Oh, yeah. Can we play that? Because I think everyone needs to hear that again. That's
if we were to all stand up united as one, our impact, it would be huge. Believe me, huge. And that's not fake news.
Oh, boy.
We must show these Nazis, white supremacist jerks in Charlottesville and all over the country that as a nation with liberty as our slogan, we have zero tolerance for their violence, their hatred, and their discrimination.
That was gutsy to come out against
white
supremacists.
She's basically a disaster.
She sounds like she's running for office.
I mean, to think that, you know, here you've got this giant group of white supremacists and just these very few that are against it. And for her to speak out like that, what a gutsy thing
that moment
was.
Too.
Yeah, and a crowd.
I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself if you want to know the truth.
A crowd that would not typically, I wouldn't think they'd be in agreement with her. But she turned them around with some powerful words and buzzwords.
She's a goofus.
You like her huge? She did a good Trump.
She won over the room.
No, she did not do a good
Trump.
That
was a good Trump.
If we were to all stand up united
as
one, our impact, it would be huge.
Not a good impersonation
powerful,
of Trump.
Good Trump.
Powerful statement. You heard the Trump Beatles, Maz?
No.
You ever heard the Trump Beatles?
No. Awesome,
we only played on the best of. Pull up a Trump Beatles song.
She's a total failure.
I can't wait for that Beatles movie.
The movie yesterday? Yeah, they're advertising it quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it more and more.
Yes.
The Trump Beatles retweeted our tweet.
They did?
Yeah.
Really?
When we posted that best of.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
But they haven't added anything new yet.
Hmm.
You guys got me hooked on Not Tom Cruise now.
He's phenomenal.
Very
funny. He is so good.
Very funny.
Are we moving off the Trump Beatles?
Here tonight is one leader in the effort to defend our country. Celestino Martinez. He goes by DJ and CJ. He said, call me otherwise.
Please, DJ, he is CJ. He told me he goes by either one. You can call him CJ. You can call him DJ. CJ's very flexible.
Wait, is this a Trump song?
Thank you very much for watching.
Well, yeah, they played the clip. Yeah. Do a different one. Do
I'll just do the
what's
Michael
CJ
Cohen
and DJ with Trump.
He played the clip there where he said, "I call him CJ, call him TJ."
Oh,
he's very flexible.
Oh, okay, that didn't seem like their most relatable track. can play their instruments too.
See that?
It was just a year ago today. Stormy Daniels signed the NDA, so she couldn't tell the New York Times about my underwhelming penis size. So may I introduce to you the lawyer with the best ideas, Michael Cohen's Porn Star Bear Plan.
I like this one, but Tom might not like this one.
Uh-oh. Oh, is it? Oh, no, it's the Blackbird. He hates Blackbird.
I heard it earlier today on my
Bones
way in.
Bones kept me out of Vietnam. That's how I got out of Vietnam. Bones spurs. You would not believe it if you saw these bones spurs. Bones spurs kept me out of Vietnam. That's how I got out of Vietnam. Bone spurs. You would not believe it if you saw these bone spurs. Bone spurs. Bone spurs.
Worse than a bomb in Vietnam.
Miss,
they're bringing
the
rapists. They're bringing the Trump Beatles. They're immigrants. Oh, don't trust them.
I think I'm going to grab this woman's pussy. Yeah. The pussy I want to grab is walking my way. She's got a pussy to grab.
Quite a few of them. Very
nice.
Good.
Oh,
this is one of my favorites.
Might
episode.
Be the best. Yeah.
Classic.
How dumb's my son? How dumb's my son? And I say he's quite dumb.
You know, Paul wrote this at age 16.
Donald Jr.
George wrote this.
What's the other son?
Is this a controversy?
What's the other son one then?
I'll Follow the Sun?
Paul wrote that at 16.
Okay.
I know it was a son.
Same difference.
Yeah, what the hell?
Anyway, yeah, Trump Beatles, they got so many songs. They're all good. I thought just
they're
about everyone.
Fun,
I liked
yeah.
them all. Almost all of them. So anyway, yeah, the MTV Awards, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which I'm sure the whole entire audience saw, RBG.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was very relatable.
It's a very important movie.
The Rock won the Generation Award. That was getting all the play this morning. Also, the Trailblazer Award, the second biggest award they gave to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Trailblazer?
Well, she lets her husband screw around. She's a trailblazer.
And she loves porno.
Yeah.
Trailblazer.
Why?
They swap.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
I have a feeling she has a movie coming out that she needs to promote, and she has a really good publicist.
They couldn't get anybody else to go?
No, like she wanted to promote a movie, and so
yeah.
the publicist said, hey,
think,
you give her this award.
I don't think of her as a movie person all that
much. Name a movie she was in.
The Matrix Part 2.
Okay. Yeah, one more than
I have a major role?
I'll go with TV show, yeah, Gotham.
I don't think of her very much.
No, I just think of her doing her, doesn't she do a Facebook show?
Yes, The Red Table.
But you don't think of her from that, do you?
I do.
I just think of her as Will Smith's wife.
For it.
Now, you know what I think about when her name pops up is when she came in studio.
Yeah, her band.
Yeah, she's very nice.
She was. No, she was very cool.
I
liked
why
her.
Why she gets a trailblazer.
She's nice looking.
Yeah, it's really strange. And then the host was Zachary Levi.
Shazam.
That sounds familiar.
I had a total blank. I'm like,
Chuck
I don't
on
know
NBC
who he is.
And Shazam.
Oh, yeah, the Chuck, the show nobody watched but was on for like 8 years.
Correct.
I don't know, maybe I'm just old. I don't know who he is. But he made a joke about Kim Kardashian that got some, I guess people felt he was throwing shade at Kim Kardashian. He made it because he said something about Ray J, and then he said something about his camera, better known for his camera work.
Right.
And his girlfriend flipped the bird. Two fingers. They put the camera on him. He wasn't smiling at all. He's very angry, I guess.
She fucked Ray J and now she's famous.
I don't think anybody was even clapping for the joke. I think it was. Kind of, I guess you can't make fun of Kim Kardashian. Is that?
And yesterday was the 25th anniversary, right, of her being out in the limelight after that.
What? Kardashian?
Well, OJ's, Bronco Chase.
And nothing to do with Kim.
That's, no, that's the loosest connections.
Actually were born out of the OJ stuff, you don't think so?
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, Kardashian. Well, Robert Kardashian.
She was
Kardashian.
Paris Hilton's buddy, and Robert then Kardashian. She got the nude video.
Never mind. Just move on.
Okay.
Speaking of award shows, remember when hosts could rip on people and it was totally cool? Like this.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had.
When Norm hosted the ESPYs. Talking about Charles Woodson.
Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Is the room kind of hooting that down?
No, they wouldn't laugh. Like, Tiger Woods was stone-faced. Charles...
Ken Griffey Jr. was shaking his head.
Yeah, they were upset.
Well done.
Why, they like OJ?
I don't know. Norm just... That Norm's stand-up, or his monologue for the ESPYs, is fucking killer.
Yeah, it's
like, it's
epic.
One of the best.
Did the crowd reject all of it?
And it ended anything good with the ESPYs, because now they do the safest... Mm-hmm. Comedians, the safest
hosts. Did the crowd not laugh at his jokes?
Well, you heard it.
Was it like that all night?
I'll put it this way.
The people in the cheap seats, they were laughing. The athletes that were close to the stage, the ones that were on video, would not smile, would not laugh.
I don't understand it. I don't know. I think Norm's hilarious.
Well, I think
he makes the Tonight Show writers cry.
That's right.
Athletes don't like him, apparently. I would think they would have laughed their asses off at that joke.
Host the ESPYs this year.
Great joke.
Yeah, hi, that's my name. When I was asked to host the ESPYs this year, folks, I said yes immediately for one reason and one reason only. This show has interns.
1998.
Relations backstage a little later.
Well, that joke would never go over today.
The 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, huh, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So. Yeah, he'll
some
be
peace,
on the news with the ESPYs in about 12 years. So. I was a little late here tonight. I took a cab to the theater, folks. And I don't know if you've ever been in these New York City cabs, but I got one of those cabbies, couldn't speak English, you know. Saw his name there on the dash. I couldn't even pronounce it. I think it was something like Hideki Arabu. I'm like,
oh, they didn't like that.
He didn't hang himself yet.
Yikes.
Arabu's been having some trouble, man. They fired his translator. Steinbrenner fired his translator. And people see that as cruel, you know, but I don't know, you know. I mean, if you're not doing well in Yankee Stadium, you know, do you really need a translator? Do you want that? You know? You know? Hey, what'd they say? They say you suck. You should go back to Japan, you dirty foreigner. Okay, I got it. I'm trying to pitch over here.
Oh boy.
It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. You can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking. It just seems kind of immature. Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there, man. I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack.
All right, Norm. Thank you.
He's been tweeting at OJ.
Oh, by the way, a couple of our listeners have been blocked by OJ.
What?
Yeah, they sent me a screenshot of them being blocked.
The real OJ?
It's the account that we saw the videos on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll double check that. But on ESPN, I was reading more today about the LeVar Ball thing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Which
I hate him.
I hate him too. Yeah. But I don't understand when someone says,
I want to change gears with you. And he says, you can change gears with me anytime.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Was it so sexual? Was that such a brutal thing to say to her? I mean,
it is nowadays. You can't say anything.
But I don't. I thought it was just silly. I mean, if you can't say that, then something's. First of all, they made LeVar Ball.
Yes.
They know what LeVar Ball is. Mm-hmm. They never objected to any of the ridiculous things he says about other things. But that was
undefeated, never lost.
They're getting.
That was a stupid. I mean, I don't understand why it's. Oh my God! Can you believe what he said? I mean, Jemele Hill, it's like she's going to have a heart attack. It was so horrible. And she referred back to him telling a female, again, it's a female host, to stay in her lane. What he's referring to, in my opinion, was the fact that she was talking about his family. I don't think he was saying, be a chick.
Right.
But the sensitivity level, again, at ESPN, oh my God, they are just, this is a fucking sports network. These are guys talking sports. Nobody can say anything, even... I mean, really, are you really, is this really where we need to be, where everybody, nobody says anything? Because I got to tell you, I don't know who will watch anything if nobody can say anything. I just didn't think he said anything terrible. I thought the fact that she responded to it in a way by saying she, you know, she didn't know she'd have to call HR or whatever. It's like, call HR? Because someone said, she said change gears. He said, go ahead.
I liked what Trudy said. Trudy said, was she offended? And I didn't.
She sounded like she was offended.
I know. I was kind of, and that's kind of the follow up today because TMZ caught her, and she's like, ESPN was really supportive. The executives had my back, and it's
her back for what?
I guess she was offended.
First of all, you
know who she's married to?
Jalen Rose. Yeah. She had LeVar Ball on. First of all, he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was the least idiotic thing I've heard out of him in a while. And the stay in your lane thing, which they referred back to, this is the second time.
Stay in Your Lane was on Fox Sports 1.
Okay, but it was considered to be a horrible thing to say, and I think he meant stay out of my family shit. I mean, I people say stay out of your lane or stay in your lane all the time. I'm really crazy about the statement myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes sense. I just don't like
stay in your lane, bro.
I don't like the idea behind it.
I mean, sometimes it fits, but
I still don't like it. I just don't like the statement, but. I don't think he meant you're a woman. I don't think he meant that. I think he meant
to break her balls a little bit. I do. But I don't know how it's very.
She said change gears. She said
and
it.
He was like, yeah, baby. That was kind of like,
say,
yeah,
baby. Play it.
But that's what he meant.
Play it again. I don't know what he meant.
I really don't.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Yeah.
Play what she said. If you can. You can switch gears with me anytime. He's changing the subject.
That's what he meant.
What did he mean? Tell me what he meant.
He meant just like I said.
What did he mean?
I'll translate it for you.
Okay.
Let her play what she says, then I'll translate what LeVar Ball or LeVar Burton said to her, whatever the hell his name is.
I don't know what changing gears means that's so sexual. Yeah. Changing gears?
Yeah.
In other words, I'll do whatever you want, baby. That's what he meant. You could tell me anything.
He did not say baby.
Well, he might as well have. He might as well have.
But if we, he might as well have. And I mean, can we at least stick to what he said?
He's a jagoff.
I don't know. I don't like him. That's what I hate about the whole thing.
He's a condescending guy.
I don't like him.
You don't
him.
Think he's a condescending guy?
Yeah, he's a complete asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
But I thought that was. I don't think it was a demeaning comment to a female. I don't think
I think he's just an. Clown. He's just a clown.
I don't like him. I don't want to hear him.
I personally think, before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Let's stay focused here. All right.
She didn't have to go there, but she did.
Can you please explain to me what
I think that's why it's a thing. If she had just gone on, I don't think it'd be a big deal.
Because exactly.
I don't think it really means anything. I mean, if you said,
right.
Can we switch gears? And I said, you can switch gears anytime.
Right.
I don't think it would be a sexual comment at all.
Well, she could have just kept going, but eventually someone would have brought that up anyway. They would have brought it up anyway.
They probably would, but I think he's a moron, and the big baller brand is, to me, when he jumped the shark by selling sneakers for $525, and I knew it was bullshit when it happened, and then when people are stupid enough to buy $525 shoes and they don't get them, or they get them 6 months later and they're the wrong size, and they say, you're not a baller complaining like that. I don't know. And he's losing millions of his kids' money on a stupid
shoe.
And
he's making his kids look bad.
I think he's he's the worst sports father of all time.
He could be number one. Right up there with the robo quarterbacks guy, Marv.
I don't think he was even that big a problem when he was playing for the Raiders, was he?
Marinovich?
Was he a problem when he was with the Raiders? He was a terrible father, but I don't remember him getting on Oakland's management.
Marinovich destroyed his son, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did, but...
Mentally destroyed
him. I'm just saying, when his son was a professional football player, I don't remember him... LeVar Ball is a player I would want on my team if I were a general
manager. You weren't hearing Marv.
His son's on my team.
No, you weren't hearing Marv.
You get him, too.
We can agree the best sports dad is Pete Rose, though.
He was a great dad, as he testified. He's just a great guy.
I was just looking at OJ's Twitter. So he has a new tweet today. Mm-hmm. Taking an early look at fantasy football, Patrick Mahomes my clear number one, but with cheetah status still up in the air, I'm debating. Baker Mayfield or TG3, what do you think? Am I missing someone? The responses are fucking beautiful.
First off, it's ridiculous because the whole... That's the worst fantasy football take of all time.
What's he saying?
Well, he's jumping from number one to like number 15 anyway.
Nobody cares about the fantasy
aspect
of it.
Not taking it seriously.
It's so
double murderer tweeting, Brandon.
I know, but that's the worst fantasy football take ever.
He's got to be
drafting Todd Gurley first overall anymore.
I believe what he's doing is he's setting up a large social media account so he can make money.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know what he thinks he's going to sell, but...
Is he up to 750,000 or a million yet?
600,000 last I heard.
So, Mr. Magoo...
Yeah, Mr. Magoo's on there.
Wrote him back. I guess Ron Goldman was cut from your list. There's some other good ones here. Go with Aaron Hernandez. You two have something in common.
Yeah.
Did Nicole always draft Marcus Allen in her fantasy drafts?
Oh, God.
That guy's blocked.
Let's see. There's a couple other ones. I can name two people you didn't miss. Let's see. Very big of you to look past the crime. Mahomes has killer instinct.
You've just been juiced.
How is this still
OJ,
going
how
on?
Could you ever support Tyreek Hill after what he did to his family?
You've been juiced.
What about Joe Flacco? I thought you were a fan of white Broncos. That's the best one. That's the best one.
That was good.
Isn't that great? I mean, this is going to be the best account to follow because people are make good jokes.
Well, he also follows his son who only had, a few followers.
Oh, his son is getting trashed.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely trashed. Thanks for caring about your kid, OJ.
Right. His son is...
Well, he does. He cares about his children. He talks about it all the time. You blowing Keith when the kid's in the house!
Keith!
His son's a real estate agent in Florida trying to make a living. So a lot of his tweets are, about the business, about real estate. And so he asks, hey, to my customers, what do you guys think about this neighborhood? And then, the comments are, your dad killed your mom.
Yeah.
Jesus, what happened 11 years ago today?
He might be the worst father.
mean people.
People are sending OJ pictures of the crime scene, too.
That's a block. Jesus automatic block.
Christ.
Yeah. Does he deserve any better?
Fuck him.
No, he's trying to make money. I guarantee you. They've been waiting. No, we'll get a big social media following, and we'll make some money off it. He's trying to make money. That's all he's about.
Doesn't all his money go to the Goldman family anyway?
No, he hasn't paid him shit.
I'm just pissed off at that fantasy football take. That's horrendous.
Are you more upset about the take or the fact that a double murder is on Twitter?
You should get in his lead.
He thinks Todd Gurley is going to be the first overall
pick.
Todd Gurley is not even a top five running back this year. It's ridiculous.
Write him back.
Get in his league. You can win his league.
I will.
Baker Mayfield might be risky, but it wouldn't be the first time he took a stab at a Brown.
Oh,
ooh, that's good.
Ouch.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ouch.
That's a good one.
Oh, boy. Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Nice going, Juice.
Daddy Juice.
Great idea. You'd think the fact that his kid is getting barraged would make him close
no
his
way.
Account.
No, nothing matters for the OJ. Juiced.
Where's Sydney's account?
Self.
Yeah. Sydney's account ready.
I just have Tom fancy football.
That's my daughter.
Ray Lewis, Lawrence Taylor.
Jesus Christ. Why does he have it? Why is this going on?
Oh, because it's great.
Couldn't he have just been found guilty in the original trial and just gone away? Wouldn't that have been nice?
Are you happy he's out and free and able to do these things?
No, not really.
No. I wish he would have had justice.
Not overall. I will enjoy it as best I can. All We're doing the best we can.
That's all. Can't you just think back to his days with the Bills?
No, I can't. That's what he's trying to
and
do.
The
he's
naked
trying to
gun.
Be, he's trying to be O.J. running back
right.
again. And the two murders, they just, it's hard to erase two murders.
Hmm.
That's pretty bad.
So many jokes about slashing. Killer predictions. I mean, it's all it is.
He was found not guilty.
Remember when you killed that lady?
Guilty.
And just saying. Found responsible, though.
Just saying, Joe.
You think that because he was not guilty, he didn't do it?
Well, he's not guilty. I don't know. Just saying he's not guilty.
Yeah, just saying his blood was at the murder site, dripped all the way home in the car, mixed with her blood, the waiter's blood, and his blood.
Yeah, don't.
Dripped
don't,
up the stairs.
Don't try this with Tom.
I'm just saying. He's
everybody knows he killed him.
Not guilty.
Yeah, but the eyewitness sold the story to the.
Exactly.
The rags.
Is Ray Carruth still an option?
Ray Carruth is free. Where's he been the last
he is
7 months?
Yeah, why doesn't he have a Twitter?
He's checking on his son.
Yeah.
By the way, you know who Kim Goldman had in her podcast?
Who?
I remember this so well.
Ron's friends, right?
I hate to bring all this up because it's just dredging up all this crap. I'll try to keep it quick. There was a woman who was walking her dog about two blocks from the Bundy house, the condo where he murdered the two people, his ex-wife and Ron Goldman.
Allegedly.
OJ, of course, gets in the car, puts in the light bulb, which had blood on it.
Yep.
Puts the light bulb back in because he's so smart. He pulled the light bulb out so when he opened the door, there wouldn't be any light in the car. They wouldn't know that it was O.J. murdering from his Bronco.
I still have my knit hat on.
So he goes screaming down Bundy
yeah.
to get back to his house. And there's a woman who's about to cross the street. And it's he's going so fast, he almost hits her. And I guess he slams on the brake and he yells, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Didn't he call her a bitch, too?
Yeah, that's yeah, what I was talking her a bitch. About. Yeah.
I thought, okay.
And she was on the podcast explaining that she called LAPD right then with his license plate number.
Yeah.
And she was off, I think, one letter or one number or something, but she
that
had
ain't me.
It. That's all they need, one letter's all going me. It's another white Bronco.
It's all the proof I need.
Run, OJ.
It
run.
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit. That life doesn't fit my car.
That really, really bothered me.
So, anyway, she was approached by the Globe about 2 months later, and she sold her story for $5,000.
That's it?
So, Marcia Clark, I know, she really, for destroying the best witness they had.
Wasn't it on hard copy, too?
I think it was on hard copy.
She sold it a couple places, yeah.
So, she made some money, so Marcia Clark decided, well, she's not a good witness anymore. So we're not going to put her on the stand.
Which,
she never testified in the trial.
I think that's dumb. They still should have rolled the dice.
Rolled the dice? She called LAPD 5 minutes after the murder. You can't change the recording of that. She told them that a white Bronco with his license plate almost hit her and screamed
at her. Let me ask
you
this. Do you honestly think it would have changed anything? You're talking about a jury that put a lot of weight into Mark Furman saying the N-word. So they would probably believe, oh, this lady made it up to sell the hard copy, even though she
called them.
Drew,
I
know that.
There was a record of what she said and the time she said it. It placed him at the murder
scene.
Honestly,
I think there could be a video of him doing it, and that jury would have let him off. Oh, that's not him. That's somebody else.
What they would have done is they would have impugned her for selling the story to tabloids.
Yeah.
They would have said, oh, see, she was out to make money, and LAPD, they're corrupt. They're racist, and they were out to get OJ, so they just went back in time and put the call in somehow. So that's probably what happened.
You're right.
But nonetheless, I thought it was interesting. And also, the fact that the Bronco chase itself, which was 25 years, the anniversary was yesterday. The same, the Kim Kardashian anniversary that Maz referred to. It's undetermined what the anniversary was exactly. Can you clear that up, Maz?
Not really.
Not
really?
Didn't think so.
Really?
Anyway, the 25-year anniversary of the Bronco chase, which was also not testified to in the murder trial. The fact that evidence of guilt, flight is always considered evidence of guilt, and they did not admit it because there was some satellite transmission that picked up some audio from that phone call, and part of the audio was the Juice calling his mother.
Yeah.
And he told his mother he didn't do it. Well, of course he's going to tell his mother he didn't do it. Who fucking cares?
They always talk
about he took off in a Bronco with a gun to his head, $10,000 in a disguise. Duh!
I feel like they always talk about what a great job the Dream Team did, his defense team, but not what a terrible job Marcia Clark and Darden did. They did a terrible job
on the glove.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake.
They knew they were going to do that. They had him stop taking his medicine, which, by the way, is that really okay to do? That's okay. You can't appeal the verdict on that basis.
It's a great question.
They let his hands swell up. So you go, that don't fit. And by the way, he wasn't under oath. He was not under oath. He was not allowed to speak, but he did. That don't fit. No. That toothball. Yeah. That toothball. Yeah. See?
Yeah, this is a guy that's just doing slapstick comedy in the Naked Gun movies. Yeah, exactly. He's using that slapstick comedy to try to put those gloves on. Oh, I can't put them on.
Yeah, I can't go. I'm pulling as hard as I can. It won't go any further.
And then he stopped pulling. Like, what?
I watched the same thing. And, you know,
I got clown hands. I don't have my medicine.
I thought he gave it his best shot. I really do.
Of course you did.
I really do.
You celebrated when they said not guilty, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, Maz is the only white guy clapping and cheering.
All the joy he brought to me as a child.
Are you serious, though? Do you really were happy he was?
Yeah, I was. At that point, at that moment, yeah, I was.
Right. Did you think he didn't do it?
At that moment, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Why did you think he didn't do it? I'm just curious. I'm dying to know.
Say that again?
Why did you think he didn't do it?
I just didn't think he was capable of doing it.
But what about his blood being at the murder site?
I get it.
What about all the other calls about when she had to call 911 on him?
Don't make me out to be like a dummy. No, I'm not a dummy.
I just want to know how you justify it. I know you realize you were wrong.
I guess you just justify it in your head when you don't really want something bad to happen.
When Furman is acknowledged that Furman, by the way, they didn't catch him saying the N-word to anyone. He said it in a screenplay for a writer in North Carolina. Was that a big turning point in the trial?
No, it was
for
not
you?
A turning point. It was not a turning point.
Did you feel Furman planted the glove at O.J.'s property?
I just kept thinking back to 1972 and 73 and 74 and him running at Shea Stadium in the snow.
So you would.
I can't help it.
Would you have been a.
I wouldn't have been a good
juror.
You've
been thrown off the jury.
I would have been thrown off the jury. No question.
Well, going back just for a minute to the LeVar Ball quote. Which I thought was really stupid. It was just the whole thing is dumb. I don't even know why they had him on. By the way, why do you have LeVar Ball on and complain about what he says? Right. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, they had him on because
such a good guest.
He said they'd never win another championship. You know, it's going to be the worst trade in NBA history. The Lakers would never win. That's why they had him on. He's outspoken. He's a jackass.
Well, I wish they would.
It'd be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed. Yep.
Because he's a jackass.
What's his guarantee, by the way?
And he embarrasses the shit out of his three kids. I would think it's almost irresponsible to have him on anyway, because that's all he does. He embarrasses his kids every time he's on. How many parents of athletes do they have on?
He's good television.
But if he's good television, then they complain when he says something they don't like. How can you do that?
Oh, I think ESPN's getting more crap for this than LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball's not getting any anger at him. It's all about ESPN for putting him on.
The other thing about LeVar Ball is for all the shitty, dumb things, I mean, he has a guy convicted of financial misdeeds running Big Baller and stealing a couple $1 million from his kid, charging him $900,000 to finance a loan. Oof. I mean, he took all the fees himself. It was his own company. And this is a guy who just got out of jail for stealing money. So, I mean, there's a lot of dumb things he's done. But he's not known as a guy who hits and hustles women, is he? Isn't he happily married?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing you can say about him is he seems to be truly a guy that is a family man. But anyway.
I know it's not a sports podcast.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
But were you happy that LeBron got his way? Little baby LeBron got his way?
I hope they lose.
I hope AD breaks down. I just hate that he gets what he wants.
That's nice.
I do.
I wish the guy breaks down.
I do.
Because you don't like.
Yeah, because I don't like LeBron. I'm just so. I can't stand.
I like the way.
How he runs everything. He runs everything.
Well, I like your consistency from OJ to this story. You always take the high road, Maz.
Good point, Drew. I never thought of it that way.
Shouldn't he, the amount of money he's brought to that league?
I don't give a shit.
He is that league. You know that, right?
No, he's not that league.
Yeah, he is.
I enjoyed this playoff without him.
The last decade.
I enjoyed it. I loved that he wasn't in it. I loved it.
Well, that's why you liked it, though, because he wasn't in it.
Correct.
So even when he's not playing, he's winning.
Just can't stand it. It's just like I just picture him like a big baby sitting in the middle of a court with a pacifier.
He's going to run Hollywood pretty soon, so you're going to run into him everywhere.
I know. Makes me sick.
Anyway, on the LeVar Ball thing, which I guess is about political correctness because he wasn't careful enough about what he said. And we see this all the time. And yesterday, a kid who got into Harvard was removed from the Harvard rolls because of some tweets when he was 16 years old.
Which wasn't far back, only like a year and a half ago, right?
I guess 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah, he's 18, I think. Anyway, he used the N-word, and his explanation was he was trying to be shocking or something. Now, how many people have we seen that have done dumb things on Twitter when they're – which is why I say, why do we have kids on Twitter? Isn't that just a dumb idea?
Well, you're not
idea?
Supposed to be on.
How old are you supposed to be on Twitter?
I think he's supposed to be – aren't you supposed to be like 17 before you're on Twitter or Facebook?
Oh, I don't, well, Instagram's 13.
Well, look at all the morons, 13 professional athletes.
13 for Twitter?
Yeah.
Wow.
How stupid is that? I mean, honestly, it's – why should a 13-year-old have a voice?
Yeah.
And every time somebody does something great, what do people do when it's a 20-year-old? They go back in time on their Twitter and try to look for some dumb thing they've said, which happens all the time. So this guy did it. So Harvard threw him out. Well, he's saying...
They threw him out. They rescinded his application.
Yeah, they didn't let him in.
I think he said the N-word numerous times.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Many, many times.
Well, he had one tweet that was just N-word, 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 N-word.
So the kid is a little asshole.
He was being an asshole.
Well, he still is.
I don't know much about him.
He still is.
Why do you say he's still an asshole? Because
if you said that once, you're an asshole. To me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the word.
I'm not a fan of the word either. But,
I don't know if it wholly defines somebody.
Then is the Villanova MVP an asshole too?
No, he was an asshole for how good he shot in that final.
Hated that son of a bitch.
But
DiVincenzo.
What about the reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers who said the N-word? He was 15 or 16 years old. He did the same thing.
Yeah, but did he do it as often as this kid did? I don't know.
Well.
Honestly, I don't think it wholly defines somebody.
You're probably right.
Well, he's 16. He's also a Parkland shooting survivor. And I think he felt that he's was trying to suggest that he's grown up since that happened and he's evolved and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they accepted David Hogg, who's a Parkland survivor. David Hogg doesn't have the grades to get into Harvard, but they let him in. He couldn't get into UCLA.
How many followers does he have?
Oh, 700,000, I think. He did something. He was live on Twitter the other night, by the way. Can you see if there's some.
I'm surprised that's all he has. He's not over a million?
968,000, okay. So he's getting there.
That's why they took him.
But he didn't have the grades.
But he's an influencer.
So is this kid.
And he's not Asian.
What am I looking up
here? This kid's a conservative, though.
What do you got him looking up on Hogg?
Hogg, if he has any live tweets, any live audio. He was live. Supposedly he was live on Twitter
video?
Doing something. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
He was doing something live.
Hogg.
He might have just been live tweeting.
I don't know how many people Harvard throws out, but shouldn't this be something? I wonder, it'd be interesting, and maybe this guy will do this, or somebody will do it in his behalf. If you went through all the Harvard students and you went through all their Twitters, would you find anyone who's done something wrong on social media?
Probably.
Yeah.
Sure, but this kid is hated. This kid is hated because he was the one kid from Parkland.
Who's pro-gun.
That's pro-gun. And so people don't like this kid, especially on Twitter. That Twitter is very, 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 very extreme left-leaning. So what will happen is people will go on and they will search those words and try to find them. In fact, they do it for – I'm sure they've done it for Hogg. And, you know, we know they've done it for other people like Josh Hader during the All-Star game, like that kid during the basketball game. Whenever someone comes up in prominence, someone immediately tries to check to see if they can bury him that day.
Well, the interesting thing about this, the Harvard kid, I was watching a CNN panel, and who else? Oh, it was TMZ was talking about him today. And they were saying, well, you just got to learn there's consequences.
Right.
And it was pretty clear to me.
Kanye was saying that.
Yeah. They don't like him.
Right.
But if he was not a white kid who was pro-gun and conservative, would people say, I deserve a second chance?
Right. Probably. Probably.
Probably?
Yeah. Well, I got to say probably.
I don't know how you can say definitively either way, though.
It just seems like we love second chances. I mean, the reliever for the Brewers, if it's so horrible this kid can't go to Harvard, why is he allowed to pitch for the Brewers? Was he suspended?
No.
Was the Villanova guy punished?
I don't believe so.
Did Villanova give him his degree?
Wasn't he already out?
Michigan should get that championship.
It just seemed. And I haven't read all his tweets.
I mean, I think so for Hater, the worst thing is
who,
he's
Haters
coming
or
the up.
Kid?
Hater. Hater should. It was supposed to be the biggest day of his life. Here he is pitching phenomenally in the All-Star game. Everybody's looking him up, and he has no idea that everybody's looking up that he was a racist 3-4 years ago when he was 17, 16 years old.
Right. So he apologized.
Yeah, he apologized. But that his punishment is the time where he's supposed to be at his pinnacle, he's actually getting brought down. He had no idea. Well, he got back in the dugout and was just like, what?
Harvard could make this guy apologize. Which actually he has.
He should just go to like Dartmouth or something like that and
well,
show him who's
boss. I don't know who's going to get him, who's going to let him in now.
Well, someone will.
One of the other Ivies will let him in.
If he's that good of a student, why not?
Because of his tweets.
Did he have the great?
Why are they better anywhere else?
They weren't tweets, were they? I thought they were personal attacks on like Google Docs.
Yeah, Google Docs.
That's what they were. Yeah. Google Docs.
What's Google Docs?
Shared documents, like if you're working on something. People can log into it, like a spreadsheet or a Word.
I don't know what that is, but I mean, how is it different from saying something bad on Twitter?
Well, first off, it's not public per se.
Really?
No.
Well, that seems like it's not quite as bad. I mean, it's bad either way. So somebody turned him in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a long time ago, a while ago, and that started the push for them to rescind his application.
Oh, so there was a movement to rescind his application.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Of course. Of course there was.
Harvard caved.
People hate this kid.
Harvard caved.
Wait, what? They hate him because he's pro-gun?
Yeah. They hate him because he's not on the side as Hogg. And,
okay, but that's not a reason to kick a guy out of school.
But if you don't like him, you will do everything you can
to
prevent
him. No, I mean,
it's
not a reason to pull because people hate him and people like David Hogg. David Hogg didn't have the grades to get into Harvard.
How bad were his grades?
Why did
grades?
He get into Harvard?
How
I don't
bad
understand.
Were his grades?
Well, yeah, how were
he
his
couldn't
grades?
Get into UCLA. He couldn't get into. There were four schools because remember, Laura Ingraham was. She had people boycott her because she said David Hogg is whining about not getting into four colleges.
Because I'm saying
when he didn't
Hogg,
have the SAT scores or the grades to get in.
I'm seeing, and I don't know how accurate this is. Everywhere I look says Hogg had a 4.2. That's pretty good. And this Kyle kid only.
Brandon,
had 3.9.
He didn't get into UCLA. Remember the whole thing with Laura Ingraham?
I remember
because he didn't have the grades or the test scores to get into four schools.
That's because Lori Loughlin's kids got in ahead of him. Bumped them.
USC.
If you can't get into UCLA, you can't get into Harvard. But for some reason, David Hogg did. So,
especially if you're Asian.
If he was Asian, I'm not sure he'd get in. But so there's a movement to. It's really interesting.
It's
I've never
movement.
Heard
there
of
are a few people.
I've never heard of a campaign to get someone's application rescinded from a college. That's pretty incredible.
Hogg did have better grades than this kid, though. Hogg had a 4.2 with a SAT of 1270, and Kyle Kushev had a 3.9 with a SAT of 1550.
It is really
why
weird.
Why is Hogg rejected from all these colleges? Hogg himself said his grades weren't that good.
It is really weird, though, that when these things started coming out about the Google Docs, which was somewhat a while ago, that he didn't put out his lengthy apology. And then I think it was on the 6th when they actually rescinded his application. And then he waited another 3 weeks to talk about how much he's grown. It does that kind of seem like an empty apology? Not that I'm saying he should have had his application rescinded. I'm just wondering if that plays into it. If he was trying to, you know, get around it and they were just like, you know what? You're not worth the trouble.
I don't know. You know, I have to say, I don't.
Or do you think that doesn't matter at all? Like if he apologizes and when he apologizes?
I don't think it would have mattered to Harvard.
Okay.
I don't understand. I guess I don't understand why were people actually trying to get him out of Harvard? That seems so strange to me that someone gets into a school and there's a campaign to get you out of the school. What the fuck is that?
We see campaigns to get
pissed
people
off a lot
fired
of people.
All the time.
Oh, to get people fired, yeah, but to get people – he's accepted at college? Who cares?
They're trying to wreck his life.
Oh, he's going to destroy Harvard?
Well, I don't think they like what he wrote in this document.
No, I'm sure they don't. But, again, here we have the tattletale world of 2019 where tattling is a good thing. We should tell on people. And people seem to get off on tattling on people, and other people seem to get off on them tattling on people.
Despise that.
I think what he did is obviously stupid, but, you know, if he's sincere, I just don't know why Harvard's taking a hard line. And I don't understand. No, I still don't understand why David Hogg can't get into these other schools, but he gets into Harvard. But then again, looking at what's going on in colleges now, I'm not sure it means shit if you graduate from this school, school A versus school X. I'm not sure what the difference is because you look at all this bullshit going on in the admissions and people who have resources and seem to, you know, be the right person get in, and then people who are maybe a little too Asian don't get in. It sounds like a lot of bullshit to me.
There's a difference, though. It's all about the connections you make while you're there.
To get in?
No, once you're there.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. It helps you to go. I'm sure some schools help more than others, but honestly, what happens to you in those 4 years, 10 years from when you got out of college? I know people who went to stupendous colleges and didn't do shit. I know people that didn't even go to college, and they're doing incredible things.
Of course. That's not what I'm saying. That's the
connections can help you get started, but if you don't have your shit together, they're not going to mean anything.
Your mom goes to college.
Yeah, but you could not have your shit together anywhere.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, it doesn't matter, but you can have your shit together, say, at UC Irvine and make connections there, or have your shit together at Harvard and make connections there, and those connections at Harvard, unfortunately, mean more because those are the people that run shit.
Look at anybody in
politics and business, they're all from fucking Harvard.
I think anybody who can get into Harvard or can get into, you know, something close to Harvard, I don't know how the connections are going to make that big a difference. If you can't pull your end of the load, it doesn't really matter. I'm sure there's some people who just skate along because there's so many people giving them chance after chance after chance.
I'm talking about the people that can, though. It means more if they go to a school where the people that get stuff done in the world go to. Well, unfortunately, I hate that it's that way, but that's the fucking facts.
But if they don't have their shit together, it doesn't matter. People can pull all the strings.
Doesn't matter where
you
go.
You're still a
point.
Piece of shit.
Drew, it's quid pro quo. It is. Tommy, you're absolutely right.
Well, there's some people who will never do a damn thing, and they'll always look at Chelsea Clinton.
There's plenty of people that fail up.
Look at all the money Chelsea Clinton makes on these boards. Yeah. Chelsea Clinton. Okay.
It's got a name. There's a name.
But for the average Joe,
Drew.
Yale or whatever.
He's got a name.
They're not going to get put on boards making $300,000 a year that they have no business being on. They're not going to be a reporter at ABC News when they have absolutely no background. But Chelsea Clinton, yeah, she's Bill and Hillary's kid.
There's a reason Jared Kushner's dad donated $50 million to Harvard.
Yeah.
Well, Jared Kushner's dad and, you know, your dad or my dad or somebody else's dad.
How about Bush's daughter? She's a.
We're talking about the elite, elite, elite.
Exactly.
George Bush Jr. Was a great example. George Bush Jr. didn't deserve anything. He probably didn't deserve to be president either. But
he lost.
You're talking about elite, elite, elite. We're not talking about people who have advantages. You're talking about the most advantaged, or JFK Jr., who ran a failing magazine that
would have been
lost
president,
millions
probably.
And millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, he could have been.
Would
president.
Have been president.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
And people would have been delighted if he was president.
Guaranteed, would have been president.
No.
Yes, he would have.
I love arguing about a thing that can never be proven.
I'm not ready to guarantee he can be president. I think he could have been president.
Would have been president.
I think he.
He's dope.
And I think his
Donald
look,
Trump is president.
It's different, though.
JFK Jr. was not terribly smart, but he's a Kennedy, and he's good looking.
Well, there.
His looks alone would have got him 20%.
Come on there, PETA.
He didn't even sound like that, though.
Yeah, he did. He had a New York kind of accent.
Yeah, he didn't have that strong an accent. I wonder if he wasn't adopted the way he talked.
I saw him salute his dad back there in 63.
I was playing
about
under the table.
The library.
Yes.
And there will be certain events around Boston.
Yeah, sounds just like
those are the two real focuses that the family.
Unfortunately, you could get inside the desk and outside going out the other way. My father could not see that I had exited the desk from the backside,
my
and
dad
he was completely
a,
sober at the time.
He had that back brace on there, and
he'd been shot up with vitamin B8, quote unquote.
Uncle Bobby was tending to his needs.
Back and to the left. Back and to
Bobby
the left.
Bobby was with my mother. Over the past few decades, were you goofing off with college friends?
Bobby was with my mother.
Were you changing jobs once or twice? Were you leaving 401ks behind that you forgot about? Or maybe you didn't look at your investments again after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years?
Where's my sports radio 401k?
Did you have one over there?
Did you get one?
I think I did.
Yeah, I didn't do anything with mine either.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
It's floating around somewhere.
Wait, didn't they make us move that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it moved somewhere, and I have no idea where it moved.
What?
Really? Well, there.
No. Maybe you should talk to Luke, Brandon.
I know.
Any paperwork?
Sure. Luke got mine moved.
Can Luke find my 401k?
What's? No, mine's at Merrill Lynch now.
I still get like envelopes all the time. I just don't know what it's about.
You know, they added, Drew, is the pension plan. The 401k is still with BB&T Bank. If you didn't roll it over elsewhere.
I think I did roll it over.
I didn't roll it.
I rolled it. I got the fuck out of that cheap bank because you didn't have as many options.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I got a check for my retirement.
Yeah.
And the 401k.
That they cashed. The pension was cashed out. 401k is either sitting in that bank or you rolled it over.
I'm glad I read this copy today.
I don't even think about
it. I want to look into this.
I'm going to work until the day I die. I guarantee it. So.
Oh, you're a millennial.
I'll also give up the money.
They'll be paying off college loans.
It's all about experiences, 65. Drew.
There's a good chance I'll die on the lot.
Okay.
The last words being, I only have two cars. Out.
Shuffling.
Anyway, Luke Nowacki would love to take a look at your 401k, the one you forgot or the one you're not sure where it is. He'll find it for you, and he'll even look at your investment options. Maybe you're thinking about paying for college because you had a sore throat and cost your kid 1 year of tuition. Call Luke Nowacki. He'll put his team to work for you. He'd love to. 248-663-4748. Got a couple of nice emails about Luke recently, too. Everybody pops off about our advertisers,
look,
which is great.
Look at DIV, misspelled thieves.
Jeez.
Maz, we turn the TV off.
That's why the TV cannot be.
I before E except after C.
In the middle of Luke's commercial, you couldn't write that down.
Luke, I apologize.
Security Investment Advisory Services, get ready with Soft Rock. Offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. He's on the Charlie the Duff Show also. And I know he's getting some
Luke
business from them.
Luke bartended with us the last time.
Yeah, but Luke will probably be there in the 20s. Maz, it's all about you again. Somehow you brought Luke to you.
I did?
Yeah, he bartended with us.
Us. I didn't say me. I said us.
No, but in your head you were thinking, how do I relate to Luke?
No, I don't really think of that. It just comes out.
Exactly. That's even worse than.
I'll take the garbage.
I apologize.
That's okay. We still like you.
I know.
All right. Can you guys start Zach?
Where are you going?
I thought we got this out of the way.
I don't want to do this without you.
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Oh. Everybody can hear it.
Jeez. Oh, at least stay for
kill
the,
a minute.
At least stay for the first one. Can you stay for the first
I'll be
one?
Right back.
Brandon, now we know that Tom does all his benchmarks just for Drew, not for you, not for me.
I'm saving
certainly not for the audience.
I'm saving the first one for Drew then. I'll just start with a different one.
Why? Is it Beatles related?
No, I just liked it. It was the first one I liked. I actually pre-read this one, which could be a mistake. Should we start in 1962?
Why is it taking so long?
1962, the year I was
slow
born.
Down.
We're starting in 62,
wait,
Drew.
Drew's
back.
This is funny. Here's 1962 and goes, that was the year I was born.
It's all about you, man.
I'm going to go back now to you here. We're going to start in 1942.
What?
42.
1942.
It was soft rock in 1942? Yeah.
Well, it's about Bing Crosby.
That doesn't make him better.
Is he soft rock even?
Well, 1940. What's other genres?
Does NIC play
other genres of other genres?
Okay, that's true. No, right? The one jingle does say that.
So Bing Crosby, who loved beating the shit out of his sons, recorded the Irving Berlin song White Christmas. The version sung by Bing Crosby is the best-selling single of all time, with estimated sales in excess of $50 million worldwide. That was according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Crosby beating the shit out of his sons was according to Guinness Extra Stout.
Hey! David Crosby's his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a resemblance. You can't always see it, but there's a resemblance.
Is that Kawhi? I didn't know he had Kawhi laugh. That's great. For the four people that understand.
Kawhi doesn't really change.
He doesn't
his
do anything. That's why when he laughed the one time.
What do you think he's going to sign with, by the way?
I don't care. Next.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, sports podcast.
My bad. Jesus. Let's go to 1962, the year I was born. Ray Charles.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week?
Soft rock.
And other genres of music.
All right, Ray Charles won the best R&B recording for, do you remember?
Georgia?
Hit the Road Jack.
Oh, yeah.
A beaming Charles went to accept his award. He climbed over seated audience members, bypassing the stairs. He pulled himself up on stage and with a smile on his face.
Could he see then? Was this before the accident?
No.
I love your eyes.
With a smile on his face, he walked right past the podium with his arms stretched outward, and he went right through the curtain and accepted the award in a janitor's closet. Do you know that?
Oh, is that so? Okay.
They found him holding a can of oil and talking into the doorknob for he mistook for a
microphone. Wow. Yeah, I had no idea. I don't remember that.
It was lengthy, but
we have audio of it. It's crazy.
Oh.
There
it is.
That was
wow.
Sorry, Ray.
Sorry, Ray.
That laugh.
He's dead.
Hey, by the way, Ray Charles sang America the Beautiful at one of the Super Bowls I was at. I can't remember the Super Bowl.
Could be a non-sequitur.
I think it was in Tampa.
You might want to write that down.
Super Bowl 25.
Write it down.
All about you.
I got the chills that day. The chills.
Interesting.
You brought Ray Charles to you.
I did.
Somehow you did it again.
It's just there. 1971. three dozen Grateful Dead fans were treated for hallucinations caused by LSD after they unwittingly drank spiked apple juice served at a gig at San Francisco's Winterland. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I think they deserved it. Who the hell drinks apple juice during a concert?
Okay. I'll go along with that.
Okay. Move up to 1991. After completing the recording of the Nevermind album, Nirvana played a last-minute show at Jabberjaw in L.A.
Nice.
In the audience was Iggy Pop. That's David Grohl's girlfriend. And L7 bassist Jennifer Finch, who brought along her best friend, Courtney Love. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Interesting.
A hazmat team had to remove the seat Love sat in, of course.
Okay.
Oh. L7, by the way, is that the one from that threw a tampon out of the crowd? Wasn't she the member of L7?
Wasn't she a riot girl?
Yeah, yeah. Gross.
That could be her mark.
Gross.
It sounds gross. It sounds Courtney Love-esque. Like huh? All right, we move to 1992. The Sacred Heart School in Clifton, New Jersey, decided not to sing the Queen song, We Are the Champions, at their graduating ceremony. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I love how it does Matt write in, did you know that?
Did you know that? Because they were concerned that pupils were overly identifying with Freddie Mercury. Isn't that horseshit?
This is in 1991?
Yeah, 92.
Oh, really?
So the graduates went all, and they all got AIDS.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, that's what they're afraid of, and ironically, it happened anyway. It
happened anyway.
God almighty.
Later that day, the FBI recovered 44 nude photographs of Madonna, which had been stolen from fashion photographer Stephen Meisel.
Did you know that, Mark?
Yes.
I remember the pictures well.
Stephen Meisel was obviously into beating off to some really fucked up shit.
Armpit hair.
Hey, thankfully we're going to wrap it up with this one in 2005.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling, so please. Tom, tell us what happened today. It's all
fun. 2005 wraps it up for this week. Gorillaz scored their first UK number one album when Demon Days went to the top of the charts.
Yeah.
The Gorillaz celebrated by beating their chest and flinging their poo across the windows of the rainforest habitat. That's it.
Okay.
And that'll wrap up this week in Soft Rock.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for letting me get it in and getting it over with.
That was quite a lot of stuff. I know. Party today, Maz.
I apologize.
I didn't know about you, sweetheart.
The good thing is I don't have any non sequiturs. All right. That's the good thing.
I know. You just said them all.
I did.
I'm going to mention, because I got this from a few different people, and I thought it probably fit better with something else we were talking about. But, you know, you have these people who are identified as having bad tweets, racist tweets, misogynist tweets, homophobic tweets, you know, not Chris Rock, who had the homophobic tweets and couldn't host the Oscars.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, yeah. And, you know, the punishments range from, you know, your admissions are rescinded to Harvard, you can't host the Oscars or whatever. But frequently, and this is the part that bothers me even more. I mean, you can get people fired. You can do whatever you want. But at least you know the people did what you said they did or what someone said they did. But it's upsetting to me how people throw around words like homophobe or racist.
Oh, yeah.
Or and frequently it's complete BS. And, you know, a good example, and I'm amazed we never heard more about this. This is so commonplace, too. The woman who not permit Patty, but it was the girl that stopped the, I think she was a Hispanic woman, from selling her
the water
in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have a permit.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately said she's a racist.
But she's the one that raised money for the homeless people.
She did. Yeah. And she also was applauded by all the other vendors who said, no, we don't want people here that didn't pay to get their license. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I never heard anything more about it other than that she originally lost her job. I don't know if she got it back. But, I mean, it was like this big to-do. The whole world, she's a racist! And that's how the clickbait world works. Anyway, occasionally people fight back, rarely, but occasionally. And an Ohio jury.
Oberlin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ice cream.
Has identified what they call woke privilege and resolved to hold accountable people who they believe are protected by it. The jury handed down an $11 million verdict against Oberlin College for a smear campaign against a local business and awarded another $33 million in punitive damages to the targeted mom and pop store, Gibson's Food Market and Bakery.
Good.
The damages will be reduced, but the verdict is a shot across the bow of prestigious institutions tempted to join social justice mobs. And colleges are the worst. I mean, somebody says a Halloween costume is okay and they lose their job. Oberlin thought it could defame Gibson's as racist with impunity, that the hothouse rules of campus politics applied. Anyone accused of racism is ipso facto guilty of racism, and that no one would question its superior righteousness and cultural power versus a local business. In other words, Oberlin counted on its woke privilege to give it latitude to discount reason, evidence, and fair play.
I believe, too, that they had contracts with this. They used this ice cream store slash bakery a lot, too.
Gibson's was the victim of this affair twice over. It began when a black student accompanied by two friends attempted to shoplift wine from the store, and the owner's son pursued and detained him. Police arrested the students who were charged with crimes. It's wrong to steal, even for Oberlin students, even if you're a member of a historically oppressed group. But the Oberlin worldview is opposed to such simplistic truths, and students immediately began protesting Gibson's on the theory that because the store stopped black kids from shoplifting, it must be racist. Oberlin College's Student Senate passed a resolution declaring Gibson's has a history of racial profiling and discriminatory treatment of students and residents alike. How does this happen? Do you get from a shoplifting? I mean, that's amazing to me.
Oberlin might be the worst. I don't think there's anything further left than Oberlin. Oberlin's the one that got in trouble because of cultural appropriation because they were serving sushi in the dining hall.
College campuses are scary places. If you're not on that zone,
they are by far even further off that dial.
Sushi is racist?
But we see a lot.
No, it's not racist. It's cultural appropriation to serve it to white people. And you know who one of their most famous alumni is, who, by the way, agrees with those statements, is Lena Dunham.
Oh, good for her. But you hear the word racist thrown at people all the time. Sometimes it's just, I think it's a knee-jerk response to, I'm in trouble, you're racist! And it actually makes the real cases even more murky because so many people throw this word out without any fact or any insight into someone else.
Jussie Smollett.
The facts of the case were readily available, including that one of the arrested students quickly offered to plead guilty to theft. All three students eventually took pleas and made statements absolving Gibson's of any misconduct or racism. No matter, as far as Oberlin is concerned, the arc of the moral universe bends toward whatever its students are protesting at any given moment, the school pitched in. Its dean of students joined the protesters with a bullhorn. She helped distribute flyers condemning Gibson's and calling for a boycott. This is a racist establishment with a long account of racial profiling and discrimination. Students made copy of the defamatory flyers in the music conservancy offices where the school bought them pizza and beverages and got credit for participating in the demonstrations. The school ended its business with Gibson's, and for good measure, the head of Oberlin's Department of Africana Studies commented on Facebook, "Their food is rotten and they profile black students." Ho-hum, just another reputation destroyed and arbitrarily ruined in 21st century America, but Gibson's refused to accept the blow to its standing. And by the way, it's very hard to fight back against something like this. But they did. Documents revealed the Oberlin administration were at times afraid of its students, even hesitating to condemn shoplifting, and at times viewed them as a weapon. When a professor publicly objected to the school's handling of the matter, the president said in text, "Fuck him. I'd say unleash the students if I wasn't convinced this needs to be put behind us." David Gibson, owner of the store, repeatedly asked Oberlin to make a statement that Gibson's isn't racist as a gesture towards reconciliation. The school arrogantly refused, is now set to pay dearly and justifiably for its woke privilege. So fuck you, Oberlin.
Wow.
What a bunch of pricks. Finally,
who falls for that shit?
A lot of people. Yeah. Amazing. All those students that protested fell for it.
They're like, why the sheep.
I can't believe a 19-year-old doesn't have a brain that says, I don't know much about this. Mm-hmm. But no, this has a protest.
Oh, it's a night
these
out.
These guys are terrible.
It's a mob.
Mob mentality.
It's a night out.
They got $44 million.
I'm not sure bad. It'll be appealed.
How much are they going to get out of that $44
million?
Well, 33
goes to the business and 11 goes to the family.
I hope they get enough to more than make up for the difference. But, you know, what about the lady with the permit? She was on the cover of every paper in America. I mean, pictures. She was all over the place. Those horrible, horrible racist.
Permit Betty.
Wonder what's happening with the Covington kids lawsuit. I wonder if he's getting anywhere with that. That would be an interesting one to follow. Because nobody seems to have any restraint when it comes to these stories and how they're portrayed.
That's still wrapped.
They're clickbait
in litigation right now. They're trying to appeal and get it thrown out. So.
Well, they got a lot of apologies, I noticed, but the apologies were pretty limp. But they just suggested that we did get more information and we provided it in the coming days. But well, we'll keep up with that. And when you hit the outro, Brandon, I'll mention with Michigan in the NCAA World Series, college baseball. The Detroit News today had the top 10 University of Michigan baseball players of all time.
Oh.
You and I got four of them quick.
A Barry Larkin, Sabo.
Sabo is not one of them.
Jim Abbott.
Jim Abbott is number two.
Freehan
is number three.
Branch Rickey didn't go here, just managed. These are going to be all really old-timers, aren't they?
No.
No?
There's only a couple.
Nate McLouth. No, who else am I missing?
Nate McLouth is not one of them.
Sabo not.
They don't give Jeter credit, do they?
No, they don't.
No, I never played them.
No.
Putts.
We never played them.
Oh, wait. Hey, famous Tiger. Gehringer? Did he go there?
No. Yeah, George Gehringer did. Charlie Gehringer
did. See? Tom.
He made the list?
Yeah, Charlie Gehringer was on the list.
Yeah, take your no.
How about Hal Morris? He didn't make the list.
No,
he should have made
not.
The list.
He didn't make the list. I don't know how he did.
Rich Hill.
Rich Hill did not make the list.
My cousin. Pitch for him on that team.
It's all about time.
Always about time. It's always
Rock
about
Rock it
time.
Out, baby.
Oh, too bad we had to bleep that.
Wait, why did he merit a mention?
It's my cousin, and he pitched for Michigan.
Was he really good?
He was good, but not. He pitched with Rich Hill. That's what he
brought
up.
So you just brought him up because he's connected to you?
He's my cousin.
Did he make the list?
He's on the list, quickly.
No, he did not make the list.
Keep going.
Of course he didn't.
Larry Swanson.
Barry Larkin, George Sisler, Jim Abbott.
Rick Leach played there, didn't he?
Rick Leach is on the list.
Really?
Charlie Gehringer's on the list. Bill Freehan is on the list.
I said Freehan.
Ken Hayward.
Never heard of him.
We had 376.
Steve Howe.
And holds the record for RBIs with 207. Right. Steve Howe made the list.
Oh, yikes.
Mike Cibernak, Casey Close, and Rick Leach at number 10. No.
Come on, put Sabo on there.
No Spuds or Morris.
Yep. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, that one's way back. I can't see the ball. It's either out of here or lost inside my wife's big, fat, cheating vagina.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's out. And it's not a sports podcast.
You are long gone.